Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome. We're here tonight and good to be with you. Another Life Prophetic Talk Show. We do it more than we talk about it. That's for sure. And we really do. All right. Let's get with it. See what's going on over here. Give me a moment. I'll be right there. All right. Good to be here tonight. Hallelujah. All right. If you don't know, we have our website up. It's not finished, but probably lookable. So if you want to look at it, let me know. I'll send it to you. Send you the link. And, all right. There you go. Okay, let's see what's going on here. And see how everybody's doing. Yeah. Get my notes up there. All right, welcome everybody. We're here, and it is Wednesday night. We pray and prophesy over the person, so we're letting people know on our website what we do. So hopefully we'll be getting some more new people to prophesy to, and we'll be prophesying all night long with these guys. Wouldn't that be awesome? All night long. Yeah, I would love it. I could last that long. I think I could. 6 hours is my record, I think. Whatever that means. But that's standing there in front of a bunch of people. I could probably do more, you know, doing what I do now. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Exciting. We'll see what goes on. God is good. So what is going on tonight? Yeah, what I'm looking for. All right. There's all kinds of alarms going off, alerts. Really good. Okay. All right. Give me a second here. I'm still going at it. Beautiful things I have, gotten a hold of lately, it's really been cool, is John 15, where it says, let's look at that. Let's open it up. Hang on. Let's go to John 15 for a moment. I'd like to look at something here. And see what's going on over here. Yeah. All right, John 15. Let's take a look here and see what it says. John 15, John 1. 15. Okay. Now we got it. All right, John 16, I want to look at this for a second. It's kind of a simple thing, but really powerful. Something that I've been, God's been putting on my heart more all the time. All right, he says, let's look at verse 9. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. All right? Keep my commands. My commandments. Jesus is saying, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Let's see, where am I going here with that? Oh, I want to go up a little bit further. I'm glad I had that written down. All right. I want you to watch this. See, one thing we talk about a lot lately is the spirit man. And I know we talk about it a lot, but there's so much to learn about it. There's so much information I've never seen before until God started showing me personally. I've never really heard anybody talk about it in that particular way before. It's been new to me. And so and the whole purpose of all that is abiding in him. And how do we abide in him is the acknowledgement and the understanding of our spirit man and what really who our spirit man really is, what's really gone on with our spirit man. And when you start getting a hold of that, what I'm about to read you is going to come to pass. I mean, it's just amazing. And so when I'm teaching and talking about this stuff, it's because I do it prophetically as a prophet, not just to teach something, but it's what the Lord is saying, you know, about things and getting us lined up with him on what's up. And so, all right, it says, I'm the vine, you're the branches. He who abides in me, I in him, bears much fruit. Let's look at what bearing much fruit is, right? Bearing much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Wow. When we talked about what nothing was the other night, right? Because you missed that. For without me, you can't do nothing. He said, Jesus said himself, I can do nothing except what I see the Father do. What is nothing? It's absolutely zero. Does that mean he couldn't do anything? He could do all kinds of things. At the Garden of Gethsemane, he was saying, Father, you know, if this cup could pass from me, you know, what he was saying is, I got some really good ideas on what we can do. We can just keep having revival for another 3 years. And then I can die on the cross. I mean, look at all the people coming. Look at all the people that are getting to know your name. And Father goes, no, that means nothing to me at this point. That means something to me, but it doesn't mean anything to me now. What the Father was thinking about, what he had on his mind was getting Jesus to go to the cross so that our sins could be forgiven. And then revival, so to speak, could happen through all of us, by him and through him. Right, and that comes through bearing. We're going to bear much fruit, and here's how. What I'm talking about: if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, now watch this: you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified. How's the Father glorified? That we whatever we ask, if we're abiding in him. If my words abide in you, you will ask whatsoever you desire, whatsoever you will, and it shall be done for you. Frank, can you imagine that? Asking for something and it being done, like, you know, something's right then. I mean, right on the spot. Wow. Or even things prophesying, things down the line at you know, a month, 6 months, 6 years, whatever. The thing is that bearing much fruit has to do with your prayer life or your asking life. I should say asking life, because sometimes people don't realize that they're not really, quote, in prayer, but they're asking. So asking is prayer. Same basic thing. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, if my words abide in you, wow, this is amazing. You will ask what you desire. What you desire. You know, what are you desiring today? What do you desire, friend? I mean, what are you desiring? Well, if you're abiding in the Lord, if you abide in me, Jesus said, as a person, and my words. So there's two things we're abiding in, basically speaking. You're abiding in Jesus himself, right? Not just in the word itself. Not just in the Bible itself, not just in teaching itself, but in the Lord, in him. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask whatsoever you will, whatever you desire, and it shall be done for you. And by this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. There's bringing up bear much fruit again, so that you will be my disciples, because being his disciples is bearing much fruit. Right? Yeah, so we're looking at one thing here, asking whatsoever we will, and every time you ask whatsoever you desire, and it's done for you, That's going to be a lot of stuff, a lot of things going on. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you be my disciples. So what's bearing much fruit? Asking stuff and it being done for you. But you're asking because you're abiding in the Lord and in his word. Amen? I mean, do you understand what I'm saying? So the reason we're talking about the spirit man so much, you know, off and on over the years, and more all the time, is because this understanding of the spirit man is what this is. I know it's hard to connect that maybe for you. I'm not sure whether it's hard to connect or not for you, but because I can't read your mind. but I can tell you this. This is what he is saying. Abiding in him, abiding in his word. Your spirit man is the part of you that's recreated totally and completely in his likeness. You don't just, you know, look like him. You are like him in your spirit, man. I mean, exactly. You're not God, but you're like him. You're his son. You're his seed. He that is born of God sinneth not, for his seed remains in him. And that's not talking about your soul. That's talking about your spirit, man. And I'm the vine, and you are the branches. So when he's seated with Christ in heavenly places, you know, he continually abides in the Father. You never come out of the Father. Never. And this is what we got to get a hold of. We got to get this in our minds. There's been a lot of wrong teaching about we're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus and all kinds of things. It sounds really good, sounds really deep, but for the most part, it's just a bunch of half-baked truth. Because this is all connected to your spirit man. Anytime you hear God say, you will know my voice. My sheep will shout. My sheep, right? Not just the prophets, not just the pastors, my sheep know my voice. Not think you know. How many of you just think you know most of the time? We all do that to a certain degree. When I'm, and there are many times, you know, it grows in me more and more. The more I'm learning about my spirit man being what he is and getting a hold of the truth of that, that truth alone is causing me to abide in Christ, to bear much fruit. That whatever I desire, God does it. Why? Because it's coming from him. My spirit man knows the voice of God. My spirit man knows God. I'm talking about he knows him. That's the part of you, friend, that abides in him all the time and never comes out of agreement or abiding with the Lord. I'm the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, because you're recreated in his likeness completely in your spirit man. You bear much fruit, it says. You bear much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Anybody out there can do nothing? Of course, everybody out here can do a lot of things. We do a lot of things that are going to get burned up, right, unless we do what God says. We can do a lot of things. Not we can't do nothing, but in God's eyes, anything other than his will, doesn't matter how sweet it is, how good it is, how wonderful it is, it means absolutely nothing to him. He says, you can't do nothing. It's a big thing to know that you can't do nothing. And when you start realizing that truly, truly, you are doing nothing when you do something outside of God. It's just counted as nothing. God said, we read it in 1 John 5, that he who prays my will, God hears him. Listens to him. Anything else, he doesn't even listen to it. It's just like you're wasting your time. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me. What part of you abides in Christ every moment of the day, all the time, since you've been born again? It is your spirit man. And your spirit man is in him, and he is in your spirit man. Because your spirit man is created in his likeness. Therefore, when you see your spirit man, you see the Father, or you see Jesus, because you're in it, you're his seed. You are just like you have a child who looks just exactly like his father or his mother. Not everybody does, thank God. No, I'm just kidding. But when you look at, you know, you see people that, hey, maybe you look just like your daddy. My people used to tell me that all the time when I was a kid. You look just like your daddy. I didn't look like my daddy, but I think they was trying to compliment me. By the way, I got a picture of my daddy and my mama on my website now. Yeah. And you go to my page. We have pages for all the hosts. Just go to Randy's page, and you see a picture of my mama and my daddy when they were young. I don't look like my daddy. Go take a look. I mean, black, curly hair, wavy hair. You know, 6'2", 200 pounds, something like that. I don't look like him. You'll see. But I got my pictures on, too, and ain't nothing like him. Our big noses, maybe. That's about it. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. What is fruit? Praying. It is asking whatever we will, whatever we desire out of God's will, and it is done. How much is that going to be happening? Friend, it ought to be happening. With Jesus, it happened every day, all day long. There was only one thing that Jesus asked for that he didn't get. Anybody know what that is? I'm not talking about the guy he prayed for twice. You know, he saw trees the first time he prayed for his eyes, and he saw, you know, he saw men as trees. And I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about what thing that Jesus asked the Father or asked for that he didn't get? Anybody know? Does anybody know the answer to that big question? Yeah. Yeah, anybody know one of the things Jesus asked for that he didn't get? Yeah, obviously that part of him wasn't abiding in the Father. What could that be? What did Jesus ask for that he didn't get? You got it. Let this cup pass. Exactly. Think about that. He asked something that he didn't get. I mean, I just thought about that like an hour ago. Literally. Let's read that scripture for a second. See how he's asking. Watch this, man. Come on, computer. What are you doing, man? You messing with me? I am. I'm connected to the internet. I'm talking about computer. Y'all hang on a second. Sometimes the internet around here just really messes up. Phone, internet. Okay. All right, give me a minute here. For some reason, my computer is just taking this little lovely time, probably because I got too much stuff on here. That's got to be what it is. You're not connected to the internet? Yes, I am. All right, let me look it up on my phone. Then he said to them, my soul is consumed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. Going a little further, he fell face down and prayed, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yeah, he kind of fixed it though, right? But he was still asking. He said, if it's possible, let this cup pass. One version says, please let this cup pass from me. Yeah, one version says, please let this cup pass from me. A little further and bow down his face to the ground. My Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. If it is possible, my Father, let this cup pass from me. Yeah, I mean, he was asking God to fix this thing, you know, do the Abraham-Isaac thing. I'm willing, but do we have to? Yeah. God goes, no, I'm not going to do that, Jesus. My will is. So he understood, and Jesus knew that if he did anything that wasn't of the Father, that it was just going to just burn up. He might as well just light a match to it like a piece of paper and just going to burn right up. He understood that more than anybody. That's why he quickly said, if it be thy will. Or nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done, not if it be thy will. Right? I mean, you know, this is amazing when you think about it. Yeah, so there you go. He understood. He very reverently and fearfully, with reverential fear and awe, said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine. But he was asking, my Father, if it is possible, take this cup from me. Yet, not as I will, but as you will. Amazing. Of course, if he would have done what he was going to think about doing, whatever, we don't know what that was going to be. I don't know what his thought process were, but you can guess pretty well. Keep on doing revival, I think. One of them. The Abraham and Isaac thing where he was willing to offer him up, but God said, you know, you don't have to do it. Now I just wanted to see if you would. I mean, I don't know if you thought that. You know, there's several things I've been thinking about that, wondering what was really going on. All right, Seth, so here we go with this. So bearing much fruit is, you have to understand, friend, this is what I think that is really grasping, I'm grasping and getting a hold of in my heart, is that anything I do outside the will of the Father, I might as well just put some gas to it and torch it. It's worthless. Any relationship, any friendship, any business, any ministry, anything, spending all your time and you're getting all addicted to all this friendship stuff and this stuff, this business thing, this trying to make this thing work and make that thing work, and you're spending your energy and your anxiety and stress level, and it's like, you know, you turn around and all of a sudden, I guarantee you, if it's not God's will, you might as well just strike a match to it. It's going to be like wood, hay, and stubble. It's just going to flare up and like that and be gone. And you look back and you go, well, at least I got saved. That's what it says in 1 Corinthians. But you'll be saved by, as it were, by fire. But the fire's going to burn up everything. See, this is what nothing is. I mean, nothing is not some great thing you came up with that you think a really good idea. Oh, I know, this is what I really want. It's what I'm really doing. And it's just, it's in God's eyes, if it's not his will, it is absolutely nothing. He will look at you and say, get away from me. You did nothing. Well, but I did this, but I did that, and I did that, and I did that. No, but you did nothing. You did absolutely nothing. You don't understand. I worked day and night on that thing. You did nothing for me. I don't even know you. You didn't have intimacy. Intimacy is doing what I want. Your spirit man, friend, is the only part of you that abides in him 24/7. And when the more we learn about this, that's why I know when I start talking about this, some people go, oh, there he goes again, talking about that spirit man stuff. Yeah, okay. PGN friends, of course, but, you know. But, you know, it doesn't make any sense, right? Why do you keep talking about that? What's the big deal about that? Why is it matter? Because of this right here, this is what I'm telling you. If you abide in the vine, in the vine, who's the vine? I'm the vine. You are the branches. Your spirit man is a branch. Who abides in me and I in him? What's your spirit man doing right now? He's seated with Christ in many places, and he is abiding in Christ 24/7. But the thing is that our soul doesn't know that. Our mind hasn't got it yet. And when our mind gets it, that's why I'm talking about this. That's why I preach it. That's why I teach on it. That's why I try not to hit it too much. I'm thinking like, you know, okay, I hit it too much. They're going to be gone. There he goes again, talking about that thing. Spirit man this, spirit man that. Yeah, you know why? Because he's the most important part of who you are at this point. You get a resurrected body, your spirit man's going to be ruling everything. Because your body's not going to be resisting. Your soul is not going to be resisting. When your soul, when it all comes with the resurrected body, it's resurrected. Your spirit man, friend, is going to be running everything, not your mind. It's going to be running everything, and your mind's going to be going like, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, honey, I love you. I love you. I love you too. Yeah, I love you too. It's going to be a love relationship between your spirit and your soul. I think everybody's soul is feminine. I think everybody's spirit is masculine. What I believe. And the soul is this feminine, has to learn how to yield to its very best friend, the spirit man. And that's what we don't have with all of it, because we haven't been taught this. I don't think we've been taught. I know we haven't been taught this. I've listened to a lot of, you know, all kinds of teachers, and I've never heard anybody. Andrew Womack, just about four months ago, talked a little bit about this. And I don't really keep up with Andrew Womack much. I haven't watched him in a long time. Again, I've go with that, watched him, but I haven't been watching for a few weeks, few months, maybe a couple months, something like that, off and on. And you know, one day he said that. I went, "What? Where did he get that at?" And that's what got my attention. Why I started watching for a few weeks, several weeks, because maybe a couple months. A few months. I don't remember anyway. Difference doesn't make, right? But. You know, it caught my attention because I've never heard anybody talk about that. And I listen closely. I know what I hear when I hear it. And I'm going like, yeah, uh-huh, I hear that. I know that. Yeah, that's been taught. I don't believe that. Yeah, that's good. That's new. That's old. That's old and good. That's new and good. That's new and better. I know, you know, I pay attention. I pay attention to every word people say. That's with God's help. You can, you know, find out what's going on to help them. So if you abide in me, what abides in your spirit man does? So you get your mind got to get up. As soon as your mind gets that engrafted in it, and it literally starts going, yeah, uh-huh. Pretty soon your soul, your mind, is going to quit rebelling against the love of its life. The best friend in the whole world you have besides Jesus is your spirit man. He's your best friend ever. And then, of course, Jesus above that, and the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, you know. Jesus is the Son. Your very best friend, you know, and yet we've ignored him because he's way too spiritual for us. I mean, some of the things my spirit man comes to us, I've been hearing my voice sometimes when I, you know, I told you the other night when I was getting out of the shower, I put my towel a little bit too far and I was stepping out and right out of my voice, just like, I mean, it came right out of me before I could stop. I said, don't do that again. You know, like step out that far and take a chance on slipping. And I thought, first thing I said was, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. And it's like, I explained that. I just knew it was my spirit man watching over me, my best buddy, your soul's best friend, your body's best buddy. He's the only one. He's the one who's rich. Yeah. Ooh-ah. Talk about it like that. He's rich. He's rich. He's rich. He's got everything you need. Everything you need. And he ain't greedy. He's rich. He's wealthy, he's smart. He knows the Father's will. And he's wanting to show it to us. We just keep on acting like, you know, okay, well, I don't know if I believe that or not. I can't get a hold of that. That's just way too something, whatever it is. That's not what my Bible, that's what my teachers taught me. I ain't going to listen to that. Right? So this is how the Father's going to be glorified, y'all, that you bear much fruit. What's bearing much fruit? It says it right there. Not this stuff gets burned up. This burned up thing right here, verse 6. The end of verse 6, it says, let's read the whole thing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. It's not about going to hell. And they gather him up and throw him in the fire to be burned. That's talking about 1 Corinthians where it says, anything you do outside the will of God, that's wood, hay, and stubble, is going to be burned, but you will be saved as it was by fire. Even if you never did one thing right in your life as a born-again believer, you will be saved as it is by fire. But everything else you do is going to go up in flames. That's what this is talking about. I'm not talking about going to hell. talking about everything you get is going to get burned up. If you abide in me, he says, and my words abide in you, you will ask. Watch this. When you pray and you say, God, you know, man, it's just like Jesus. Everything Jesus prayed happened, y'all. Everything, man. Think about that. Everything. How many times did he pray and talk and ask? All the time. Why do you think he had so many miracles? Because he was always abiding in the Lord. For Sean says, you know, if you ask anything in my will, I listen. But if you don't say anything in my will, I'm not going to listen. So when you're asking, if you're not asking in your will, you're just like huffing and puffing and crying and acting like it's, oh, my God, you know, Jesus, help me. You know, I've done that. I've done that plenty of times. Like going, Randy, you're wasting your time. Get in the spirit. So your spirit man, let your spirit man rule you. Your spirit man will tell you. Your spirit man knows the voice of the Father at all times. There's not one second your spirit man does not know what the Father is saying. Many times your spirit man talking to you, you think it's the Holy Ghost. And it ain't. And it ain't. It's your spirit man who's giving you information directly from the Father. You are directly connected to him in your spirit man. I know you think you know that, but maybe you don't. Maybe we don't. Maybe I don't. Maybe we're learning. If you abide in me and my words abide in you. Right? What are words? Words are what the spirit man is speaking to your spirit man that your spirit man is trying to relay to you. And he's like going, I don't know. I don't want to do that. I got this over here I want to do. I already made up my mind who I want. Yeah, I made up my mind who I want. I had dreams about it and everything. We've all had dreams. I've had dreams that were just about as, you know, me as you can get. We're not exempt from that. It's going to happen. It doesn't mean you're bad, evil, or carnal. It just means that we're human beings, and Jesus probably had dreams about doing, you know, what he was going to tell the Father. Well, Father, you know, if this cup can pass me, I got some really great ideas and some things we could do. He'd probably been dreaming about it, like we dream. Dreams are either of God or not, or sometimes they're just of you. They're just something you want, you desire. Me, what I desire. Sometimes we have dreams about our fears. You know, the dream world is amazing and awesome. What's of God? What's not? Well, what's not? It's going to be burned up. But you're going to be saved. Thank Jesus for that. I love this stuff, man. Yeah, if you abide in me, you know, the thing is that now that we're born again, he says, your spirit man is seated with him. What is seated? It means abided. You could say he's abiding in the seat. He's seated. He's abiding. You got to look at the word seat and look at the word seated and seated and see what that means. When God seats you, friend, it ain't just like anybody else seating you. Abide means to accept or act in accordance with a rule, a decision, a recommendation. To abide is to stand. Put up with, endure, suffer, accept, cope with, live with, brook, support. I'm reading this off. I Googled. You're not even Google, but I looked up the word abide. You know, get words on your computer or the word right. You just kind of circle it with your mouth or with your, and then you click it, and it'll say look up that word, and you look it up right there. You have to go to stop everything you do and look at Google. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, what are the words? The words is what your spirit man hears every day. Words, words, words. That's what everything is about, words. All about words. Words what? Give me a word. Give me a word. Give me a word. Give me a word. Give me a word, God. Give me a word, God. Speak to me, God. Speak to me, God. That's what we want. We want words. And God says, I will speak to you. And if you can handle it, if you can listen to it, if you can, you know, start putting it into action, instead of sitting there going, well, I guess we're going to see about that. We do. Our flesh does that. Yeah, understanding it is everything, as you know. So, that's how the Father glorifies. You'll glorify the Father? Jesus said, I have glorified you here on the earth, now glorify me with the glory I had with you in the beginning. How are we going to get the glory? By glorifying God. By doing what? Abiding in him, and then when you do, you ask for his will. The reason asking for his will is so important, when you start learning how to do that, we do that with everything. Because that's how the Father gets it to you. Somebody who abides in the Lord and asks what he wants, he's going to be like saying, well, I want to give it so-and-so, but I guess I have to pass it on to you because they're not listening. I got to get this done. I got to get this done, Chandler. So if you'll listen to me, I'll tell you about all of it. I can't find nobody else that will do it exactly like I say, like I told Moses, do it according to the pattern and don't change it. And I've told you all about times that I've changed things. Talked about that openly and plainly for a reason. Wow. Abiding. It's all about your spirit, man. You got to get a hold of this. When you read this, abiding, think about the only part of you that abides in his presence at all times. Now, it's about getting your mind to start listening to the words that come from God through your spirit, man. I'm not saying the Holy Ghost doesn't speak to us directly sometimes, because he does. But most of the time, your spirit man is wanting to rule and take dominion. But you have to agree. Wherever two or more, your spirit and your soul has to agree. Wherever two or more agree is touching something, what? It will be done. Your soul, if your soul is arguing with God, no, I don't want that. I want this. I've already had dreams and visions and whatever else about it, you know, and I think everybody's had dreams and visions about God's stuff, and sometimes it's our stuff. Oh, I already know when I'm going to go, you know, and you just like floundering, flopping around, miserable. You know, I've done it too, y'all. I don't want to do it anymore. I want this thing. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire. Not, I'm going to tell you what to do, boy, and you better do it or else. That's not it. It's your desires. He makes it your desires. We talk about the desire for years, and it shall be done for you. Wow. And that way you're going to bear a bunch of fruit. Why a bunch of fruit? Because you're going to abide in him, and everything you ask every day, all day long, it's going to be the Lord. You're going to get there a lot of, you're going to get a lot of answers. You pray for somebody, God's going to give you something. Something's going to happen. Whatever your gift, whatever your, you know, whatever your calling is. It's not being in your calling, being in the will of God. Being in the will of God is about abiding. All right. This is good stuff. I mean, I don't know what y'all are thinking about it. I don't know what's going on over there, but I'm telling you, this is the word of the hour. I mean, you want to get a hold of it, you know, and here's the thing, is that we all have a spirit man that's born again if you're born again. No matter what calling you is, Stephen was born again. He did more things than some of those apostles did. He was just a deacon. That's when I thought, man, God, I really did. I told God knows I love Stephen. I've loved Stephen for years. This is my middle name also. But you know, I love Stephen. And that's why I prayed. I said, God, you know me. I'll just keep on serving you. But am I a five-fold ministry or not? I don't really care if I am or not. It doesn't matter to me. I don't really care because I'm going to do. And that's what Stephen was. Stephen was like that. Stephen was like going, God, you know, I'll serve pizza. Whatever you want to do, just let me walk in your will. And what he did, he ended up performing more miracles than a lot of the apostles did. He had so much wisdom that they killed him for it. They were killing the deacon before they were killing the apostles because he was so powerful. You don't have to be a God-called apostle, prophet. I'm going to be an apostle or a prophet, an evangelist, a pastor, a teacher. So I can be used by God. Are you kidding me? I mean, look at Stephen. Stephen is your boy. You want to be looking at him. For that answer to that, he's a deacon. Deacons are not fivefold ministry people at all. You either are fivefold or you're not. And if you're not, who cares? What difference is that? That's why I told God when I finally said, hey, you know, I'm willing to walk away from all this stuff. That's what you, I mean, I don't care. I'm not trying to be called a pastor or a prophet. The deacon is fine with me, the delivery boy, as long as the miracles and whatever it is, the area of anointing you have for me. Calling, that's what I want. I want to make my calling that about healing miracles like Captain Cool. That's what I wanted. God said, I'm going to use you supernaturally, but not like that. Not in the same way. And I finally understood a little bit. And if you don't get that, you're going to be just going in circles. You're going to be going in circles, doing nothing, going in circles, going in circles, doing nothing, going in circles, doing nothing. One of these days, you're going to wake up, you're going to be dead. And you never made it out of the wilderness. All right? We don't want that. I don't want that. We're just fighting. We're just fighting. Yeah? We need to fight the right fight. I hope you listen to that message when I talk about fighting the right fight. Oh, by the way, Angela, if you're listening tonight, your egg thing, I feel like an egghead right now because I've been putting egg on my head since for two nights, for two, just like I put it on today earlier, for about 20 minutes or so. And man, it does work. There's no doubt about it. Wow. I mean, it works. You know, my hair's gotten thicker. And if anybody notices stuff like that, of course, it's me because it's my hair and my head. Yeah, I guess your hair just drinks it up and it's just nutritional for it. I don't know, but man, I mean, I'm like going, wow. And y'all know I ain't going to be messing. I ain't going to be telling you. So you don't have to go get buying nothing from me, right? You buy some eggs. Stir it up, put it on your head for 20 minutes like Angela told me to do. See what it works for him. It actually does work. My hair is one of the things I've had a thing with all my life. My hair is, even though I had thick hair, my hair follicles were very fine. I've been told many times, but my hair is very, very fine. Fine, you know, like not, yeah. And so my hair is loving this. It's just thick and fine. Keep doing it. I don't know. But it's worth it. It's worth it to me. Awesome, man. I'm excited. I'm very excited. I may go back on TV now. Not really. All right, go to the website. You can go there and start checking it out. It's not finished. It's pgn-endtime, E-N-D-T-I-M-E, dot site, S-I-T-E. pgn/endtime, E-N-D-T-I-M-E, S-I-T-E, site. Go there and, of course, we have pages for every one of our hosts. Every host has a page. You go to the homepage, go down there kind of toward the bottom, and you'll see it. Click on everybody's page, check them out. Tell them you saw it or something, whatever. And really cool. Now you're going to find a lot of things not done yet, right? Okay, a lot of things are not done. I'm changing things every day. I just couldn't wait any longer. I had to tell y'all. So I got the host pages up there, and they're adding to their pages every day, trying to get them to do whatever, send their pictures of their whoever. All right, so check it out, pgn-endtime.site, S-I-T-E. pgn-endtime.site. A dash in between. Okay? Check it out. And don't forget to look at my page. Right. I got a page too. Yes, I do. All right. Adding stuff to it every day. So really trying to give a picture of what we believe in, what we're doing here at PGN. Tabernacle of God means like mobile tabernacle, moves around. The Tabernacle of David, I'm going to talk about that soon again. And the mobile phone thing is about that, mobile. We are on mobile. Our tabernacle is our mobile tabernacle phone, our sanctuary, so to speak. But check it out. Check out the site. Let me know. Give me some of your opinions. I'd love to hear your opinions, so let me know what you think. If any misspelled word or anything, or anything's not, doesn't look right, could be better, I would love to hear it. All right? they be edited. You're a good editor. You want to edit on there, send me an edited version of some of the stuff I said. I would love to have that too if you want to do that. Cool. All right, let's take calls from that. Thank you for being with us. And PGN is on the move. We're also working on our app. And it's that app thing is just like, wow, crazy. So I started doing stuff on it. I think I made it worse. But, I mean, everything still works. Most everything still works. Important things work. Get on there and listen to the show. But, yeah, but we're working on all that. We're changing stuff. Okay. All right, let's take our callers from that thing. From those 202, you're first. 754, second. 312, after that. 503, after that. 803-991 after that, 804-218 after that, 863-605 after that, 828-989 after that, 214-415 after that, and then the rest of you guys will have your hands up. All right. Okay, let's take our first caller tonight. All right, 202-722, who am I talking to you from, please?
Hey, Brother Randy, this is Daryl Paul from Maryland and Nicole from D.C.
All right, hey, you guys. Good to have you tonight. All right, thank you, Jesus, for, you know, this whole thing about yielding to God and learning how to yield to God and yield everything to God. The will of God comes by yielding to him, like Jesus did at the Garden of Gethsemane when he said, you know, if this cup could, please let it pass for me, Father, if it can. But nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. And Jesus was a very yielded person, Daryl Paul, and being yielded meant that he got the will of God done. So I think a lot of us think we're really yielded. I think everybody thinks they're yielded, maybe more than they really are. And some people probably don't think they're very yielded, and they want to be. So I don't know. Everybody's different. But God's teaching how to yield yourself to him in different ways. Like the more we yield to him on a daily basis, like when I go through a little struggle, a battle, you know, in the morning or in the afternoon or noon or whatever it is during the night, I go through a battle, struggle, and I just, you know, wrestling with it and worrying about it and whatever I'm doing, and I just finally come up to the conclusion, okay, God, you know, I can't fix it. I don't know how to do it. I'm trusting you, and I'm going to give it to you. What did you do? You just yielded to God. And when you everything you do that with, every time you come to a fork in the road, in any kind of fashion, about what you believe, what you don't believe, what you want to believe, you know, what you want to do, what you think you want to do. You know, we have all those desires, and they're, you know, God gave us the ability to desire whatever we want. That's why, you know, we have to choose to willingly choose him. He's not going to make us choose him, but he shows us how to yield to him. And every time we yield to him, we do it 20 times a day or one time a day, it's better than nothing. Some people don't do it, you know, maybe once a year, once a week, whatever. And that's why what a lot of they do is going to get burned up, right? So it's God really showing you how to yield to him. Instead of worrying, having fear, or getting upset about something, and say, God, you know, I can't figure it out. I give it to you. And when you do that, you yield it to him. So that's why battles and struggles, Daryl Paul, are so powerful, because they give you an opportunity to say, I could work this out, but I think I'm going to let God work it out. If he wants to give me wisdom and then I work it out like that, then I'll do that. But I'm not going to work it out on my own. And so you become so dependent on him, even though you know you could, you know, I could do that, but I don't want to do nothing. I don't want to do a bunch of stuff that's nothing to God. And I fixed it my way. I want to fix it your way, God. I want to say, God, you know, I can fix that. I could do that. But I don't want to do nothing. So show me. You know, it doesn't mean God turns on your TV for you to watch a certain program, or turns on your, you know, whatever, your car. He's not going to start. But he starts guiding you and leading you to do things. And the more he does that, the more you're going to find yourself, you know, being prosperous in your soul, in your mind, in your thinking. And it's called bearing much fruit. Well, thank the Lord for Daryl Paul, God, that he has such a heart to yield to you, Jesus. And they're going to change the things you want to change in him, whatever that is. Things he believes, things he does believe, things he wants to believe, things he wants to do, things he doesn't want to do. He's going to yield all that to you, Father, and check everything out. and leave it into your hands. And you're going to start speaking to him deeper and faster and sharper than ever. Amen. All right. All right. And yes. Okay. Here we go. Hang on a second. Yeah. All right, Nicole. All right, I know Nicole has a some kind of a product on. She hasn't told me what it is yet, but some kind of product on eBay, and we want to pray for that and bless that. And I don't know exactly what it is yet. I think she mentioned something. When I think it's about some kind of vitamin or some kind of something. If she correct me on that, if you want. But anyway. So we're going to believe in God for business things to take off. And I'm not saying everything we're all going to do business-wise is going to be a blessing. I'm not particularly doing that business at this time. But I'm praying for your business, praying for your business mind, that your creative mind will begin to activate and catch things from God so God can bless you. You know, when you're faithful to God and you're giving, you know, and your offerings and your tithe and all that to God and giving it to God, I guarantee you that one of the revelations that we all need to get, because a lot of people are faithful in their tithe and offerings, you know, some don't know yet that they're not, but many are, is to find out, you know, how blessed God wants you to be, how much fruit he wants you to bear. And I thank you, Lord, for prospering her and blessing her, God, in her business mind, in her creativity, in Jesus' name, and loosen that by the Spirit of the living God and breathe into that in her nostrils, God, the wind of ideas and wisdom, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that she will yield to what her spirit man is telling her that's connected directly to the Father. Oh, yeah, he knows about every food, everything. He knows about the brain. He knows about everything. He created all of it, and you're connected to the Creator, man. Oh, my God. You think he doesn't want you coming up with stuff, Nicole, to help people's bodies be healthier so they can give him the glory? Yeah. Yeah, she's like him telling it in the garden. He said, eat these herbs. Now we made vitamins out of them, which is fine because a lot of people can't grow herbs, but he said, hey, it's the same thing. Go to the vitamin store, buy your herbs. It's like God telling them in the garden, okay, eat these herbs, eat this food, eat this. People think taking vitamins is not eating something. Man, if it's got nutrients in it that God made, it's the same thing. Yeah, and until we get changed over and get that Garden of Eden thing going again, yeah, we have everything in between, and in between is important. What does it say? Occupy till he comes. Occupying means we find ways to help people get healed and help people get nutrition that they need. Amen. That's occupying. Oh, it's not important. One of these days, we're just praying that the Holy Ghost do it. No, let God give us things that our body needs. So when it takes it, it goes right to that particular eye or ears, or blood vessels, or heart, kidneys, whatever the thing is it goes to, and feeds it. Believe me, God's going to be going like, yeah, let's get some more of that out there. All right, Nicole. Anyway, thank you. There you go. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's take our next caller tonight, 754. Hang on a second here. 754-255. Who am I talking to your phone, please? This is Donald and Tanya. All right, Donald and Tanya, I got you here. All right, I'm going to pray for you, too. All of a sudden, I got this thing about business thing. I know you have a business mind. Yeah, so we're going to pray. Man, when I start praying over Nicole, it was just totally surprising to me. I mean, I knew she had the eBay thing going on. But I hadn't really thought about it beyond that. And tonight, the Lord said, pray over that. So that was something I was prior knowledge of, but never dreamed of praying about business things. So we pray for my friends tonight, Lord, from Florida. God, we thank you for Donald and Tanya. Lord, we thank you for their business abilities, God, to kick in, to come forth, to become creative and sharp and powerful and effective. Where their business minds begin to, open up to God and see, how to produce much fruit. And I think, God, you've called them to produce much fruit, that phase that you're going through right now, Donald, about how God bless you the way that he has been, is to show you that he's called you to bear much fruit. It's just a sign. And so, Lord, I thank you for Donald and Tanya, God, that they realized that bearing much fruit isn't just having a bunch of kids. Thank God for a bunch of kids. And we thank God for the family we have. God loves that. One of his biggest things is having babies and girls, boys and girls. It's one of his things. I want to have babies. Give me some babies. Some babies. It's simply heaven out of all the spirits that are here and send them to earth. Yeah, let's get them. So he loves babies. But that's not what he said. Bearing fruit has a lot more to do with everything, all that. So I think it will, for the business, open up, get creative ideas, God. Let him begin to put together the things in the business realm that he has, meditated on, thought about. In Jesus' name, open that up, Father, and show and reveal. Amen. Let that spirit of creativity kick into him and that businessman. Jesus said, I'm about my Father's business, right? And we're about the Father's business. God always blesses his business, whatever that business is. Whether it's, for doing God's business, it's his will, period. Thank you, Jesus, for that, for giving him that power to take dominion over things. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, to take dominion, to dominate, hallelujah, to have power and authority over things, doing God's business. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, Donald Tony, God bless you. All right, 312-841, who am I talking to, please?
This is Marja from Illinois.
Oh, hi, Marja. All right, Marja, good to have you tonight. All right. Good to have you. All right. I'm having trouble with my Wi-Fi again here. Hang on a second, please. Okay. All right, there we got it. All right, Marja from Illinois. Thank you, Lord, for Marja. Thank you, Lord, for prospering. I may pray everybody business tonight. I don't know. I'm getting this business thing all of a sudden. Business. It may be the business you're working for, that God will bless you in the business you're working for, whatever you're doing. But I just speak over Marja tonight, God, and that ability to produce much fruit in Jesus' name. And much fruit is it's going to make you happy because the fruit we bear is only God can bring it. And I thank you, Lord, for allowing Marja to, as she makes right decisions, God, that you show her how to make decisions toward the kingdom of God and for the kingdom of God. When you seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, all those other things are added. So let her begin to understand the things. What do I need to do to help the kingdom along? Need to pray for somebody, need to help, maybe donate, $5 or $100 or whatever it is to that certain thing that God is doing. You got to make sure God's doing it, right? Because the kingdom of God is what God is doing. It's not just what some nice people are doing. Right? It's what the will of the Father is. And sometimes he has us do certain things, like some people are, they give their time to things that are of God. And when you do that, you're seeking first the kingdom of God. So in all your thinking, let God, I thank you for showing her how to think whatever, in whatever level that is, whether it's just helping the poor and the needy, whether it's just, praying for them, praying for business, praying for, prosper her in the will of the Father, the business. God's business is his will. And I thank you, Jesus, for opening up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Every open up ways for her to feed and produce blessings and produce wealth, God, in Jesus' name. Because when we do things for the kingdom, then the money that we make, it abides. It doesn't wilt away. It doesn't fall apart. It doesn't go away. It stays with us. Man, when we give, God blesses it. It always increasing, never losing, always increasing. God, I speak that into her life tonight, Jesus. Let it be done for her, Father, right now, by the power of God. Hallelujah. Let it be done. Amen. All right. 503-318. You want to talk to Prim, please?
Hi, this is Robin from Oregon.
Hi, Robin. Hi, Robin. Good to have you tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for Robin. Well, we thank you for that, too, for her business skills, her abilities to think clear, to think, to be above. God says you are from above and not from beneath. You are the head and not the tail. And God, I speak into her life as a prophet, as a servant of God, as a man called of the Holy Spirit to speak blessing over people. When the rabbis, back in the day, when rabbis were the thing, you know, they spoke blessing over people. God said, speak these blessings over them and they will be blessed. And that's just as simple as it gets. Prophecy is speaking blessings over you, Robin, in Jesus' name. It's not just me over here trying to get my ministry going and doing something. It is the gift of God, the calling of God, with the anointing of God, or the call of God, to feed his sheep. And feeding his sheep is what information we give out is food from heaven. It's his business. It's his thinking. It's the way he's thinking towards you. And I thank the Lord that that she will understand and know, Father, that these prophetic words are they have life in them. Paul the Apostle told Timothy, he said, 1 Timothy 1:18, 2 Timothy 1:18, he said, go and, Timothy, my favorite disciple, go and I command you to go and listen to the prophecies that you have gotten concerning yourself. Very plainly, it's my personal prophecy. And, you know, meditate on them. Look them up. Study them. Because in them, you will fight a good fight. Isn't that amazing? He said that about personal prophecy. I mean, when I saw that, Robin, it just blew my mind. I go, oh, my God. That is absolutely mind-boggling that God would say that. That he would say that. It's just amazing. Absolutely amazing. Wow. So, Lord, I thank you for the words of power that you speak into her, Jesus. The words of love. The words of love, God. Speaking love into her life in Jesus' name. Yeah, 2 Timothy 3:16. Talk about it. 1 Timothy 1:18. I commit to you, my son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you. This is actually in the Bible. That by them you may wage the good warfare, having faith and a good conscience, with some having rejected prophecy, personal prophecy, concerning the faith, have suffered shipwreck. He names a couple of them. He says, whom I have delivered to Satan, that they may not blaspheme. Wow. That's all one. That there's 18... 1 Timothy 1:18 and 19 are not, and 20 are all one sentence. I don't know why I'm talking about that exactly, but yeah, in 2 Timothy 3:16 says, you know, the inspired word of God is also what we are completed by and thoroughly equipped with every good work, you know, and reproved and doctrine and all that correction, the word of God. But Paul talks about both things. Most people don't get that. Most people despise prophecy, and they don't understand that it says right here that these people were shipwrecked because they weren't able to wage a good warfare because they didn't take the personal prophecies as important. It's all one sentence. Here, I can't believe it. I know I'm talking to a lot of people tonight about this, but this is going over Robin right now, too. So thank you, Robin, for, yeah. And maybe you thought you understand. Sometimes we think we understand words. Sometimes I do. I've gotten prophecies that thought I understood what they meant. And kind of find out they were much deeper than what I thought, much wider. Sometimes we have to go back and like, let me relook at that. Let me rethink that through. Maybe I didn't understand what it was saying. And then you go back to listening. Oh, my God, I totally missed it. I've had people come to meetings, Robin, that were, I've given words. They said, I didn't come here for that, man. I came for something else. I said, well, I'm sorry. That's what God gave me. You know, and they called me back, you know, somebody gave me my phone number. And, you know, they called me back and said, wow, I mean, what you said came to pass for us. Like, wow, we couldn't believe it. It changed everything for us. And I went, oh, cool, awesome. It's important. It's amazing. It's powerful. Works different for different people, you know. So thank you, Lord, for that blessing that when the rabbis prayed over people back then, God says, speak these words over them, and they will be blessed. That's why the Bible says, listen to the prophets, and you will prosper. Why? Because the prophets are telling you what God's doing, not what he thinks God's doing. Thank you, Lord, for a command that commanded blessing on Robin tonight. In Jesus' name, as a father in the spirit, as a friend of PGN, in Jesus' name, I speak blessing over you. You prosper, be healthy, be blessed, be fruitful, and multiply, and increase. In Jesus' name, let it be done. Amen. I'm really doing something different tonight, it seems like. 803-991. Egg on the head. Is that you?
Hi. This is Angela. Hi, okay. This is Angela, South Carolina. Yes, sir.
Hey, I tried the egg thing.
I just did that tonight,
last night, the night before last, when you talked to about that, I said, I'm going to try that. And I did. I couldn't really tell that much different, you know, then. But today when I did it again and looked at it, I thought, oh, my God. Definitely thicker.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Great.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. I did mine today also, so yeah, with two eggheads. So.
All right, I'll let you go. All right, thank you very much. I don't remember where Angela said she got that at, but I'm thankful for it. Wow. You guys got to try that. Get an egg, you know, stir it all up, and put it on your head for 20 minutes. And I'm telling you, I ain't not exaggerating. I did it, and I can tell a difference already, and it's that fast. It's amazing. Took two times. I thought I could see a little bit the first time, and I wasn't sure. We'll see. I did it today, and waited and looked. I thought, my gosh, you can definitely tell a difference. You know, yeah. So thank you for that. All right, thank you, Jesus, for that. We thank you, for the Lord, for these things that come up on PGN. I mean, some of the stuff that comes up on PGN, all different kinds of things. Things about health things and financial things, market information. People are not aware of how rich PGN is with information that is potent and powerful. And God, I thank you for delivering that stuff. And it's that simple thing about putting one egg on your head for 20 minutes, rub it in, whatever. And my gosh, I got blessed, right? And there's a lot of information that we get here on PGN. And I'm telling you, PGN is not only has been rich in information in many different ways, politically, financially, personal prophecy-wise, prophesying over a lot of things, getting information about markets, you know, the whole Trump thing that went on. I mean, you got to think about what's going on here, y'all. God is being gracious to us, and we have friends who come on and give information, and not just Angela, others too. But that one affected me personally, and others have given me information about certain things to take and eat, and I did it. And I already eat so much stuff; it's hard to tell sometimes. So, I've never tried egg on the head before. That was amazing. Yep, and it really works. It really, really, you know, thicken up your hair. There you go. That's it. It's amazing. It's a little messy, but it's worth it. Amen. All right. So thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Lord, for Angela and for that information in the area of information you're going to have her give many different ways. To help people, to give seeds unto God, to plant seed unto God, and give every time we give something away that helps somebody and blesses them, you get blessed for that. Lord, I thank you for to start increasing her and multiplying her, and let it be revealed in her money, let it be revealed in her finances. Not because you make money off telling people about eggs, although whatever, you know, it's about that when you give unto God. That's when I give my information. I give information away freely. Any kind of information I can get that's from God and I give away for you. You think God doesn't bless me? That's why he blessed me, because I give it away. People think they got to, like, make merchandising out of it. And I'm saying sometimes you can sell stuff and make stuff and sell it. You know, I've done that before. I've had a vitamin, a thing that I made for hair that, you know, actually worked years ago. And put it on the market and that kind of thing. So I'm into all this stuff. But, you know, most of the time, you know, it's even in that we're giving things away. You have a heart of giving, you're going to have a blessed life of receiving. So I thank you, Jesus, for my sister tonight, God, and her business with God, the way everything she does. Because when everything we do, Angela, becomes business for God, then we start thinking everything for the glory of God, and then everything we start desiring and thinking and creative ideas we get, it starts becoming God this and God that and God everything. Oh, my God, God's everywhere. He's giving me desires. I'm putting them into action, and look how God blessed me. I don't even know where the money's coming from. I don't know how the blessings are coming in. But what's happening here? Because we're giving to God. We're giving. And then if we make money off products that we get, you know, then that's a blessing too. It's all blessing. Hallelujah. I'm in the business of giving because I'm in the ministry, right? I'm set aside. I'm set apart. So there's some things that I can't do that other people can do, and it's legitimately God. And when they bless the ministry with what they get blessed with, amen. That's the business. That's God's business. You seek ye first the business of God, and you everything shall seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first the business of God, and all those other things will be added to you. The business is the will of God. Business is doing God's will. It's not just having business and, you know, fixing things and, you know, having remodeling, you know, putting in carpet and selling clothes and whatever you're doing. You know, it business is anything that's God's will. Jesus went about doing the business of the Father. Lord, open that up for her, God, in Jesus' name, in brand new ways. Hallelujah. Let it be done. All right. Awesome. I love this stuff. Okay. 804-218. You want to talk to me, friend, please?
This is Angie from Virginia.
Hey, did you know about the egg thing?
No, I heard about it, though. I heard you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you've given me some ideas on some other things, too, like that blood cleanser thing. What is that stuff called that oil you drink? And a few other things.
The go-to cola.
Yeah.
As a blood cleanser.
Yeah, there's a couple of things you gave me, too, that I added that to my stuff. And I take so much stuff, it's hard to tell which is working better or not. You know, that's the only problem with some of the things I do. But anyway, God's blessing it. So, all right, Ange, we're gonna pray for you. Thank you very much. That's what I'll let you know. So I'll just real honest, you know, I mean, I do things because I think God leads me. You know how God leads me? Sometimes he has people telling things. When Angela talked about that last night, or not before last, I listened to that. I thought I took that as God's business. God's business is helping people. And it's also having a business that sells things and makes things and does things. But it's whatever God's doing. And we involve God and his purposes in everything we're doing. Angela, Angie, as you know, he blesses it. Boy, it's just so amazing how, for God so loved the world that he gave. And we start giving, God will start blessing our businesses. We'll start blessing our businesses, become his businesses. But God, I come to bring you life and bring it to you abundantly. So until Jesus comes and fixes all of it, we got to tarry. We got to do his work until he comes, right? And that is doing the best we can to get people to eat it's going to be in the Garden of Eden, right? Right now we're putting it in pill form or liquid form and getting it out there so people can get what the Garden of Eden would be feeding them. We're going to get it to them straight. It's not as good as the Garden of Eden, but it's better than nothing, a lot better than nothing. And that's what we got to think. Occupy till I come. Occupy. What does that mean? It means we don't have it perfect. We're not going to be able to do everything like Jesus did it until he enables us. Right? Everybody has their portion of the will of God. Everybody has their business in the will of God. What business are you in? Well, I prophesy, I speak in, I give ideas, I give prophesy political things, you know, market stuff. You know, I give ideas, create creative ideas on how to fix the brain. You know, that's my business with God. When I do his business, and start doing what he wants me to do and experiment with what he wants me to experiment with, he's going to be like, good job, Chandler. Yeah, you're helping to occupy until we come. My brain's going to be so powerful and active, full of Jesus, full of the words of God, that people are going to be able to handle me. And we're going to be like, oh, my God, this is like Stephen the deacon, full of wisdom, full of power of God. They killed him because he was so smart. That's what happens. We got to watch the end. You get too smart, they're going to kill you. The bad people, that is. The beast people. People who are not in the image of Jesus anymore. They're going to kill us. But you know what? I think I'd love to be killed for that reason. But it used to be just the opposite for me. Yeah, come on, baby. Come get me. Here I am. Just try to kill me fast, please. You know, torture doesn't really exactly do much for me. I might cry for my mommy or something. I don't know. Yeah, but hopefully not. You know, just cut my head off or something. There you go. Get fast. Yeah. Anyway, okay. Yeah, so thank you, Jesus, for that whole thing about the Garden of Eden and bringing what we can of the Garden of Eden. See, like, okay, this is, you know, I'm going to go with what I'm getting, okay? So, like in the Garden of Eden, everything was pure, everything was glorified. There was no sin in the earth, so all the herbs, everything were pure and very powerful, very, 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 very powerful, more powerful than we think. And he told them to eat it. And they had glorified bodies. When you got a glorified body, God tells you to eat something. That means that food is helping your glorified body stay at its max in the physical realm. Yeah. So, what are we doing today? Watch this. Listen really close, please. So what do? We go out and we try to get some herbs off the, you know, our garden or whatever, and it's got been birthed out of sin, so it's, the value of it, the potency of it is a lot less. But guess what we do? We get a whole bunch of it, chop it up, potency, and chop it up in little pieces, and grind it up, make it powder. In the powder, we can take a bunch of it without thinking about it, mix it in a drink, and what do you got? You got something close to the potency of the Garden of Eden. Like eating an apple, apple tastes great, but man, just think if you could, like what, right now they have this invention, I think he's a Jewish guy, I'm not sure, but he invented a pill that it's from wine. You take one capsule of it, and it's like drinking a whole bottle of wine without alcohol, without the fat, right? Yeah, I don't know if you've heard of it or not. It's Vinia. I buy some. I take it. I put it in my drink, Vinia. It's a pill they tell you. They advertise it on TBN, too. Joel Rosenberg talked about it on his show on TBN not long ago, and I've been taking it for a while. And Vinia is like one little pill. You take one little pill, and they tell you that what's in there is a bottle of wine, the value, potency of a bottle of wine, a whole bottle of wine. It opens your blood vessels. See, that's what I'm talking about. So they took a bottle of wine and they put it in a capsule of powder and you drink it. And instead of getting drunk, loaded, or whatever, drink enough of it to do anything before you eat yet. What do? You just get enough of it to put in a little capsule without the alcohol and get the potency of it. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we're working on. And when the Garden of Eden is restored, we won't need to do that because everything will be completely perfect. This is what we got to start thinking. We got to start thinking like that. Some people probably are, but that's the thinking. It's the Garden of Eden thing and the potencies of things and the purity of it. Yeah. All right. So anyway, God, and God bless Ange, God, and help her with all that. Give her ideas, give her business ideas, God. Give her business wisdom, how to whatever she makes, she can sell it and be blessed by that. You can bless her sales and bless, open it up where she can do it and get her ideas out there. You're giving her, God, and prosper her. Bless her in Jesus' name. Keep her in your will. Keep her in your ways. All right.
Hey, Randy. Yeah. Randy.
Hey.
It's Nikki. Yeah,
Nikki,
hey.
And Cheryl, yeah. You sound good. What's going on? You home? Are you home?
I'm actually, no, I'm not really, I've made it exactly to my house.
I was in rehab for one day, and I was in the hospital for 15, and I needed a place to really recovery. I needed a place to recover, so
yeah,
I got blessed with a place that I could recover at. It's like a king suite is what they call it, and so I had room for physical therapy and OT, so occupational therapy can come and visit me. And I'm sitting in a room with Janet and Jeff and Charles, and I'm going to ask if you'll pray for Destiny, because, yeah, I'm not even going to say nothing. You're the prophet. You'll know I'm going to speak to you or he won't. But anyways, yeah, so that's what's happening. I'm feeling better. I'm, you know, I still have the, I have to clean the wound patches and all that stuff, but so I can't walk real good just yet. I'm not 100%, but I'm on my way.
Wow. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay. All right, we will pray about that. Thank you very much. Thank you, Jesus, for your developments. Lord, we thank you for your business. We're talking about tonight, one of the main thrust words tonight is business. Business is taking care of business, whatever that is, whatever God says do, that's his business, right? And when we do his business, when we seek his kingdom, put it first, we start working on that first, then God blesses us. Everything we need, he adds to us. So that's why he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, or seek first the business of God. The kingdom is his business. It's his, Jesus said, I'm about my Father's business. He didn't mean that I'm in there, you know, making, sorry to say, communion bread, you know. You know, he was doing the will of the Father. It was the will of the Father for him. You know, he's in there talking scripture. Yeah. Learn it. It's amazing. So whatever the business of the God is what is, whether it's helping people, whether it's doing whatever you're supposed to be doing, God, we thank you for that. We thank you for opening that up in Jesus' name and blessing that and causing them to see it, know it, do it. God, as we seek first your kingdom, God, you just add everything. You start adding stuff. And then you start multiplying stuff. God, I thank you for adding and multiplying. With Nikki and Charles, God, in the name of Jesus, add and multiply, increase in Jesus' name, and let it be done, Father. Touch your body. God, we thank you, Jesus, for their faith. Father, faith comes by hearing. Lord, we thank you that we abide in your word. We abide in your word. Whatsoever things we desire from that, what the seed creates desire in us, what the word creates desire in us, we desire that, then that's the business of God. And whatever we ask in that, if we produce much fruit, because it's done, it's done, it's done, it's done. But we're saying it is done. It is finished. Hallelujah. The battle is over. In that sense, in Jesus' name. Jesus already fought and won the battle. We just come into agreement with him on it. And we do what he says. Let the doing be done, God. Open it up. Open up the windows. Open up the doors. In Jesus' name, and bless them, God. Hallelujah. Let her immune system increase and multiply in the name of Jesus. Increase and multiply in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let it be done right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Let's see here. I just want to pray over that. Thank you, Lord, for Charles. Thank you, Lord, for the business of God with him, that making him business-minded toward the will of God like never before. In Jesus' name, increase his ability to do business. Like some people are really good at business. They talk about in the business world. They're really good at, you know, what they do, and they do it right. They do it good. Same thing when we do the will of God. Lord, when we do your business, we do it right. We do it good. In Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, for opening up Charles' ability to do the business of God at a higher level. In Jesus' name, increase and multiply his ability to okay, God, businessman, Jesus' name, doing the business of the Father, and all those things will be added. Like when a real business selling, you know, cookies or whatever they're selling, and they do it God's way, God, they give honor to God with it, God adds to them, God increases them, God multiplies them. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Let it be done, God. Let it be done, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All right. All right. Amen. All right, 828-989. You want to talk to your friend, please?
Jennifer from North Carolina.
I'm sorry, say it again, please.
I'm Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi, Jennifer, good day tonight. Thank you, Lord, for Jennifer. Thank you, Jesus, for giving her the will, God, that you strengthen her will in Jesus' name and increase her, you know, what Jesus said, not my will, but thy will be done. The reason that he was so strong on the will of God is because he knew whatever he did would not prosper, would not be, it may make money, it may do things, but it will not produce happiness and joy in God. And Lord, I thank you, Jesus, what your will is, what your business is, that's what creates fruit, much fruit. And Lord, I thank you for Jennifer, God. I thank you, Lord, for opening her up to freedom, God, the spirit of freedom. The spirit of freedom, God. I rebuke every spirit of bondage in Jesus' name that tries to entrap her, that tries to snare her. God, I thank you that she doesn't yield to those snares. She doesn't yield to those traps, God. She doesn't get lured in by fleshly things that make that look good, that sound good, that people try to make, that try to sell you on something that is not, that is nothing but junk, nothing but trash, whether it be words, information, product, whatever it is. And let her be able to see, God, have eyes to see what the value of that thing, that product that they're selling, whether, like I said, it be information, prophetic words, you know, business information, whatever the thing is, she'll be able to see the level of trash, the level of nothingness that is inside of it, and know that if she partakes of that, it's going to just go up in flames. It's going to be worthless, of no value. God, in protecting her and keeping her and watching over her, God, in the name of Jesus, and rebuking the devourer, God, rebuke these. He says when you, there are certain things you do that God rebukes the devourer. He will rebuke the devourer. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, that she will find all those things that what she does in obedience to you, that rebukes the devourer. And I rebuke you, devourer, in Jesus' name. You cannot devour any longer in the name of Jesus. She will come into agreement with God at higher levels every day of her life, in Jesus' name, and move up, up, up into the glory realm. The glory is what things that please the Father, that glorify the Father. What glorifies the Father is that what we pray, we get. Because we're praying the will of God. John 15, our Father is glorified in that you bear much fruit. Above that, he says, because you ask in my will. And everything you ask comes to pass. Everything you ask comes to you because you ask in the will of God. That's what bearing much fruit is asking in the will of God, and then he just does it. And the doing it, what gets done glorifies the Father. Thank you, Jesus, for the devourer being rebuked in her life, God, in Jesus' name. And I speak of her business life. Her business life will be able to rise above, you know, like Isaac did when he got blessed of God. God blessed him, and he walked in 100-fold, not 50-fold, not 60-fold, which would have been amazing. 30-fold would have been amazing. No, he walked in 100-fold in the midst of famine. God, I thank you that when we do your business, what we do, that's what happens. In Jesus' name, let it come to pass. Yes, Job suffered, but then when he did what God said at the end, bless those friends of his, and then he doubled him. Amen. In the name of Jesus, let it be done, God. Much fruit for Jennifer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now that devourer is rebuked in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The completion of a thing, Jennifer. The completing of a thing. Let it be completed. Let him be able to say, it is done, completed, finished. In Jesus' name. Open up her eyes, God, to see where life is and where death is, and to choose life. Amen. Thank you for the heart you've given her, God, to choose life. In Jesus' name. Give her the will. Give her the strength in her will. Joshua's will was weak. He was getting fearful. Right? When we get fearful, we get weak. I think it'll strengthen her will tonight, like he did Joshua. In the name of Jesus, he's strengthening her will. So she can say, like Jesus did, not my will, but thy will be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, 214-415, you want to talk through something, please?
Hello, Prophet Randy. It's Barbara from Texas. How are you?
Hey, Barbara. I'm pretty good. All right, good to hear you tonight. All right, thank you, Lord, for Barbara from Texas. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing her tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for her business, God. We just bless her business. When we do the will of the Father, we go about the Father's business. Seek first the business of the Father. Seek first. I'm going to start putting that in there. That's what God's showing. Seeking first the business of the Father. Then he starts going, yeah, you're bringing forth prosperity in the earth. You're bringing forth much fruit in the earth. And that's what Isaac did. He brought forth much fruit. He chose to do the will of God. He chose to choose God every time in Jesus' name. And when he did, he bore forth much fruit, 100-fold. God, I speak that blessing over Barbara's business, her ability to hear your voice and do it, to seek first the businesses of God. What is God involved in? What's he doing? Where's he at? What's up that we can be a part of, and not only in our own life, but in others, in Jesus' name, where we can do the business of God and bless it in Jesus' name. Open it up for her, God. To that 100-fold realm, God, seeing that much fruit doesn't just come to special people. It comes to everyone who asks according to his will. And he does it, and we bear much fruit. I'm going to speak that over you, too, that blessing over you right now. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. Barbara bears much fruit. Without Jesus, without the Lord, you can do nothing. Amen. All right, and he goes on down here and says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, we'll ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. And this my Father glorified. What? And that you're asking much. You're asking the will of the Father according to your desires. God's desires, your desires are his are yours. And it says, in that my Father is much glorified, to bear forth much fruit. Hallelujah, Jesus. I speak that blessing over Barbara, God. It's using John 15. 15 means rest, means enter into that rest. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, speaking blessing over the business of God in her life, going about the business of the Father, going about the business of the Father in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I speak the words of life for her tonight. Life. Men can't resist the will of God. They can't stop it. Jesus told Pilate, saying, man, don't you know I can kill you? I can have you. He said, you know what? You can't touch me without my Father's. If it wasn't my Father's business for you to be able to touch me, you wouldn't be touching me. No. If my Father's business is that you touch me, then you can't. Other than that, you can't touch me. Wow, what confidence he had in God. God's going to protect him. And yet, he's going to the cross and suffer. That was God protecting him so he could get there. Yeah, Jesus' name. Protect Barbara so she can get there, Jesus, where you want her. In Jesus' name, protect her, keep her, watch over her. Amen. In Jesus' name, health and healing and wholeness in Christ Jesus. Every bit of decay turned into resurrection power in Jesus' name. Pate, paloka, shetonga, pane, peloja, parela, chole mokante, shawa. that you will be visited by the Lord in the name of Jesus in the nights and in the days, in Jesus' name. Let it be done. All right, 919-995, you want to talk to some, please?
Cheryl, North Carolina.
That's Cheryl. That's Cheryl, Mississippi. All right, Cheryl, North Carolina. Thank you, Jesus, for Cheryl. Thank you, Lord. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, give prayer and thanksgiving. Amen. Prayer and thanksgiving. Let me look at that scripture here. All right. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, that your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, Cheryl, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ. Be careful for nothing, but in everything. Wow, that's an amazing thing. I don't know that I would understand all that. It's amazing. The words rest and quietness are at the root word of peace. I'm reading this. This is something somebody, I'm reading what somebody said about this. It's really good. The word rest and quietness are at the root word of peace. Philippians 4, 6 and 7, which says, don't worry about anything. Oh, thank you. Help us all, Lord. Instead, pray about everything. In other words, when we pray about things, Cheryl, as you know, you cast that care upon the Lord. And so what happens is he starts saying, hey, I'm going to take care of you. Because it says, cast your care upon the Lord, for he careth for you. So when you cast your care upon the Lord, as we all have to do, and he shows us he cares for us, he says, you know what? You don't have to worry about that, really. That's not going to involve you. That problem's not going to involve you. Sometimes you may say, yeah, that problem's going to involve you. You know what? I'm with you in it. Yeah, I got it. We got it. Yeah, be careful for nothing but everything. It's it. So the words rest and quietness are the root words of peace, which don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. You already know all this, Cheryl, but maybe just God's saying it to remind you. And you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything you can understand. Yeah. Right, instead of carrying it, we give it to him. And then he shows that he cares for us by giving us peace and rest. Amen? So we don't worry about it. So we will worry if he doesn't do that. That's what people say, oh, I never worry. Yeah, you do. You got everything given to God all the time, every minute, all the time. You never worry about anything. Some people worry a lot. Some people worry a little bit. Some people worry about, you know, just a teeny weeny bit. Some people worry a lot. Everybody worries a little bit. Because if you're not, given it, if you're not able to give it to God, you're going to worry about it, right? It's what we do. We give it to him, cast it, and he gives us peace, which is a rest or a quietness, which exceeds anything we can understand. Always trying to figure it out, right? Nothing we're trying to figure it out. But you realize you can't figure it out, then you give that, I can't figure it out, to God, and God goes, here, let me show you my care for you. Hallelujah. Lord, bless Cheryl tonight, God, with your glory. Show that she's a glory woman. She's a glory girl. Glory means we do what God says, and his glory rests upon us. The glory that rests upon us, Cheryl, rests upon you, is because we do the will of the Father. Right? The will of the Father connects you to that glory, because everything we do for God is glorifying God. If it's not glorifying God, there's no glory to it. It's all going to be burned up. Lord, I thank you for blessing her business. Bless her business life, God. Bless her ability to tap into the wealth in the financial arena. In Jesus' name, and have her portion of what belongs to her and more. In Jesus' name, let her get her portion, God, and the portion that she has to give to others. Let her receive it. Let her open up to it. Let her give her the wisdom, God, and the blessing to walk in that. Give you the glory for it, God, in Jesus' name. All right, they're already praying over 910. Cheryl. Was it Cheryl? I guess, yeah, I think it was. 910-6567. Is Cheryl?
Hello, Randy. Randy, this is Faye.
Okay, Faye. I thought the number was different. Yeah, sorry about that.
This is Faye Carolina and also Michelle in California.
Okay, hang on a second. Michelle. All right, let me make sure I write that down so I don't forget. All right, thank you, Faye. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Good to hear from you. All right, thank you, Lord, for Faye and Michelle. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for Michelle, God. We thank you, God, that you are underwriting her, God, setting things up. We'd be blessed. Sometimes God setting things up means different things. Sometimes he sets us up. We suffer some. And like Joseph suffered much, also Job suffered much. But, you know, it wasn't really last that long. And then, you know, it caused him to, when we suffer much, we make decisions in our suffering to God. When we do that, that means we go deeper than we would have gone in God. If we hadn't had that circumstance, we wouldn't have been able to go as deep as we're going. Suffering causes us, when we give it to God, suffering causes us to go deeper in God, higher in God, wider in God. That's what it does. That's why suffering comes, because it's our opportunity to give it to God and say, God, I can't do this. I don't know how to handle it. And God goes, yeah, I'm glad to hear you say that, Michelle. And I know you already know that, but I'm reminding you deeper that you really can't do anything about it. You can try. You can work and do your own thing, whatever you do. But if it's not my will, it's nothing. It's nothing. So I thank you, Lord, for the somethings that she does, God, in Jesus' name, and her sufferings, what she yields. It's the preparation for the blessing. It's the thing that opens the door for her, God. I thank you, Lord, for opening that door, for showing her how to yield her sufferings over to you, Jesus. Amen. Instead of trying to work it out herself and fix it herself, like Abraham tried to fix it. He said, hey, you know, Sarah, just tell me you're my sister. You know, and she was his half-sister, but he kind of gave a half a lot. Right. No, the problem was he was trying to protect himself. And God says, I'm going to protect you. I'm going to curse those that curse you and bless those that bless you. And he just couldn't quite get it yet. He's going to get it eventually. You know, God still blessed him anyway. He's trying to show him, you know, I'm going to work with you. We're going to work together. Michelle, God's going to work together with you in your sufferings, in what seems like mistakes and failures and things, times where the enemy got involved and got out of control. That's what Job thought at first, too. And so did Joseph. They're going like, what happened? He's thrown into this whirlwind. And the whirlwind was taking him somewhere that God wanted him to be. With Job, it was double. He was taking him to the double realm, the blessing, double. With Joseph, it was to get him to Egypt. The whirlwind picked him up away from his family and took him to the place so God could bless him. Sometimes whirlwinds and tornadoes, I mean, storms that seem to move us are moving us where God wants us to be in our minds or sometimes physically even, our hearts. Yeah, so bless her, Jesus. Let her give it all to you, Lord, so that you will bless her. It's all about not trusting yourself and trusting him. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Jesus, for faith. Well, bless faith tonight, God. We thank you for the completion of her. Let everything that has been put in her of man, and thank God for the doctors that put her back together. But Lord, I thank you, Lord, for you finishing the job and showing her that you know, like God, you know, sometimes he gets jealous. Okay, as you know, he gets jealous over us. You're like, man, you think that doctor is? I'm jealous of their work. You know, I want to show you what real work is. You know. We're thankful for what they did, right? We're going like, God, it'd be much better if you did it. God goes, yeah, you know, I'm going to take your pain. I'm going to make it better than it was before. I'm going to bless you and supernaturally wind you up, in Jesus' name, and then let you go, like wind you up and let you go and do your thing. Do the thing God's called you to do in Jesus' name. Like he's going to wind you up. This time he's going to wind you up in a whole different way with a whole different kind of energy. A higher level energy, higher and higher and higher energy, the glory energy, in Jesus' name, going to wind you up and let you loose on the earth, amen, to bring glory to God, give him praises, to comfort the wounded. Amen, in Jesus' name. Bless her money, God. Bless her business, in Jesus' name. Bless her business, God. That's the business that she does in her mind, doing business with God. And I do business with God. I'll be in my bed laying and concerned about something, and I go, okay, God, let's do business together. Man, I can't handle this thing. I can't do business on my own. You got to help me with this one. And we get to where we get asked God to help him with the little things and the big things. We make a habit of help asking him to help us with everything, and he loves that. Because he's just like a good father, good mother. He wants to be involved in our life in every way. Now, they're to take control, but they're to teach us the best way and then let us go do it ourselves. Once he teaches us, once we got it, then he says, okay, now go out there and do it. I'm winding you up. I'm going to let you loose. Teach me your ways, oh God. Show me the great ephod. The priest wore that we wear today, the ephod. Show me the great ephod. Jesus' name, glory be the glory. Glory be the glory. From glory to glory, babe. From glory to glory. Chica Madero. No more fears. Washing them away with the faith from the words that come from God through your spirit, man, into your soul. All right. Thank you. All right. 251-229. You want to talk to me from, please? Is Sarah? All right, Sarah. Okay, here in a second. Okay, Sarah, thank you, Lord, for Sarah tonight. Lord, thank you, Lord, for the things that she's curious about, that are curiosity. Usually the Bible says, I'm not the Bible, says, but people say curiosity kills the cat. Lord, I think of that curiosity towards you, toward who you are, toward your things, and toward the kingdom of God, that her business, God, her business mind. You have very much of a business mind. So you don't realize that you have very much of a business mind. And that's a beautiful thing, because when we do the business of the Father, you know, he blesses us. So I thank you, Lord, for Sarah, God, that she would know that everything she does around the house, the home, the job, and the business, whatever, it's doing the business of the Father. You're about the business of the Father. And God's, when we work and do God's business, he pays well. You know how he pays? By seek first the kingdom of God, or seek first his business, what he's doing, and all those other things get added to you. That's his payroll. You can't beat that. All those other things get added to you when you seek first the business of God or his kingdom. Seek ye first the business of God. What's doing today? Who do you want me to talk to? What little kind, nice words do you want me to say? Oh, okay, ka-ching. Another one. There's another one. Okay, ka-ching. Ka-ching, 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 ka-ching. Jesus ka-chinged all day long. You know, he always did the will of the Father. He always spoke. Everything he did was a ka-ching. Glory, 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 glory. Father's will, the Father's will, the Father's will, the Father's will, do nothing except what I've seen my Father do. All day long, every prayer he prayed, because he prayed the abide, he abode in the Father. And therefore, the information he got was what became his desires, and that's what he did. And when he did it, it was ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. Blessing, blessing, blessing. Glory, glory, glory. Treasure, treasure, treasure. Lay not up treasures on earth, but lay up ka-ching in heaven. Lay up your ka-chings in heaven. Everything else is going to get burned up. Doesn't matter how nice and cool it is, how sweet and wonderful. Doesn't matter. It's not the Father's will for you. It's going to burn up. It's going to be flame. You'll be saved. If you're born again, you'll be saved. But everything else we do, it's just kind of flopping around. It's just going to be burned up. Amen. In the world of the job, God wants us to pray for people, maybe talk to people, maybe just be a good example of Jesus to people. That's his business. That's Jesus said, I'm about my Father's business. He was just talking scripture, and he wasn't working and cleaning up probably. He might have been just cleaning up. But his main business was to communicate scripture with the elders. As a young kid, they were amazed at it. know, while they were ministering, he was doing his business, what God's will was. Yeah. All right, 915-929, can you talk to me for him, please?
This is Carmen, and also pray for Daniel in Texas.
All right, Carmen and Daniel, all right. All right. All right, thank you for Carmen and Daniel. And in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for Daniel tonight, God. We thank you for blessing him, giving him courage and strength, strengthening his will tonight. I know he's had a loved one who's on the verge of passing away. Maybe he already has, I don't know. We just speak blessing. Then we speak, God, that in life and in death, God, we give you the glory. Okay, so thank you, Jesus, for life and death. We learn to give you the victory, God, that we give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor for everything that you do, God. And I thank you for teaching Daniel, God, how to walk and do your best to do what you feel led to do, and then trust God with the rest of it. We're not ever going to do everything perfect every time, all the time, until we walk in that place. It takes yielding to God every day, every moment, Daniel, as you know. And as we yield to him, what he does is he starts smiling on us and saying, yeah, now I'm getting somebody that will do what I say and do what I do, and I can bless them. Bless them, give them more wisdom. When you give wisdom, I give you more wisdom. When you give grace, I give you more grace. That's why when we give things away from God, God's love, God's mercy, God's grace, God's wisdom, God's whatever it is, chastisement, correction, then we give God's stuff away, he blesses us back. It's giving God's stuff away that he blesses. We give our stuff away, our stuff multiplies. We don't want that. Our stuff comes back just to be our stuff. His stuff is blessed. We give his grace, his glory, his life away, his words, his wisdom. And God turns around, Daniel, and he gives us his. He increases what we have. We give a little bit of wisdom we have. We give the 5 loaves, 2 fish away. He turns it into feeding, 5,000 men, which is about 30,000 people. You know, Jesus understood that, Daniel, the principle of giving everything away. He planted everything. He gave. That was his business, was giving. He gave wisdom. He gave understanding. He gave his prayers. He gave understanding. He gave love. He gave compassion. And every time you give God's stuff away, saying God's going to multiply. It's the only thing God's going to increase. The only thing. Everything else is just going to turn to nothing. So God gives us his spirit, and he gives us, wisdom and grace and things to do. And when we do it and we multiply that and increase that, it never stops. That's why it's unlimited. God gives you a little bit of wisdom. That's not really much, but here you go. Yeah, well, that little bit of bread can turn into eat a bunch of people. You start out giving a little bit, pretty soon you're going to have so much. Of all kinds of different things. And I speak over your business realm, over your business life. Jesus saying that God will give you wisdom on how to, what I'm sensing is like when the children of Israel were crying out for deliverance, Daniel, and Moses goes in, and the first thing he does before Pharaoh gets ticked off about the snake thing. He says, oh, you got nothing better to do than ask they could be set free. And he starts, he doubled their, he took away this, he made them gather their own straw. He doubled their work and still made them make the same amount. They had to work twice as hard, gather their own straw when they didn't have to do that before. And they were mad at Moses. Going like, because sometimes we get ready to break through. That's what happens. Sometimes things get temporarily worse a little bit. And the children of Israel were complaining, and my God, now we got to gather. And I was like, Moses, what have you done to us? But it was a strategy of the enemy, and God was, showing them, hey, I'm going to set you free. I'm going to bless you. Just be patient, be kind, and keep giving, trust. Keep trusting me, and I've sent you a deliverer, and I'm going to deliver you. And when God gives us a delivery process, it's multiplication and increase of what we give to others. Even though it may not seem like much, we've got to do it. Little things turn into big things when we do them consistently and regularly. Thank you, Lord, for that, and giving him strength and courage. When he gives his strength away to others, God will give him strength. When he gives his courage away to others, God gives him more courage. In Jesus' name, teach Daniel more and more about the increase in multiplication realm. It's not just about money. Thank God we do that with money, too. We do it with everything. You can do it with everything. God gave the ability for that. The blessing's in it. All you got to do is just do it. Amen. We do our business. We do our work unto the glory of God, to give God the glory, not just for people. Sometimes the devil gets us mad, gets us so distressed, we start thinking we're working for people. Well, we may have a job working for people. But you know what? When we quit thinking we're working for God and doing his business on our job, then we lose sight. And we get down and get discouraged. And so everything we do it as we're doing it for the Lord, not for people. Because people are never going to appreciate us, Daniel, enough. But God will if we're doing his work, his business. Amen. All right. Thank you. Oh, Carmen. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for Carmen. Thank you, Jesus, for Carmen tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for adding to her, Father, for the business thing, went to the business thing tonight. Thank you for blessing her business. God, in Jesus' name, that she's like my praying with other people, everybody else. It's kind of what God's having me do tonight, is that your business, what you do is the business of God. And when you have a business, you make money, right, in a business. When you're doing the business of God, you produce fruit. So you look at everything you do as doing business. And in business, if you're not making money or if you're not bearing fruit, if it's not, then, you know, you're going to go bankrupt, right? So in everything we do, when we start doing it as unto the Lord, we realize we're doing, because we consider everything we do God's business. What does God's business do? God's business always gets blessed. Never not blessed. Always blessed. And increase and multiply. Yeah? Right. So even though we're not doing something for money, it's just we're doing it for the blessing, for God's blessing. What's God's blessing that we want? Good job, Carmen. Well done, my servant. Yeah. That's the reward, that's the blessing. And when that starts being said to us by God, the angels hear it, everybody's going, man, I think God's starting to favor her. We better pay attention to what she said, what's going on. Okay, everybody start paying attention to Carmen. The Father's really like getting happy with that. Wow. Yeah, and then the next are helping you. Yeah, they're just not busy enough. They can get a lot done fast. All right, 769-220, I think this is Andrika. Chris, I think, hello. Says she might be sleeping. All right, she sent me a text saying she might be asleep. So, all right, thank you, Lord, for Andrika and Chris, God. We thank you, Jesus, for their life, God. We thank you for the activity and their new covenant, God. Anytime you cut covenant, like in your marriage situation, you know, when you sign contracts and do things, there's something that kicks in. And so sometimes we have more warfare, but at the same time, the blessing is going to get bigger too. The blessing is going to get bigger because that's why the warfare comes. We have to understand what the warfare is about. And it's like we never want to buy, I don't got to buy a house because I don't want the commitment. I'm not ready for that. I got too many other things going on. And sometimes it's not time for us to commit to something. But finally, we sign the contract, get the loan, and now we got that, you know, hanging over us, you know. And so it's like it's not a bad thing to hang over us because you're getting ownership, right? But then a different kind of strategy, warfare, begins to happen. And so because God, once you've got covenant with God, got covenant with another person in God, then God, especially in marriage, one puts 1,000, two puts 10,000, the warfare changes because you just moved into a higher warfare level, a higher blessing level. It's 100-fold, so to speak, because you went from one to having covenant with two. Right? One puts 1,000, two puts 10,000. So now you're in the 10,000. So what did you just do? You accelerated into a whole nother level of warfare. But a whole nother base of warfare is there because, you know, the miracles and the blessings are amazing in a covenant. Thank the Lord for blessing their covenant, blessing their business. God bless Andrika's business. We're talking about business today tonight. Thank the Lord for blessing her business, that she thinks of her business as doing God's business. Even though we're selling cars and selling, fixing up, doing whatever what she does, she told me some things that she does. So we thank the Lord for that, that you work that work, that she thinks of that as doing that for you. Even though she may not be doing business with Christians, she may not be doing business with some Christians, some not Christians, some other people. It doesn't matter. For God so loved the world that he gave, he's only got son for the whole world. So we look at everything we do in the world as God's business, God's work. And thank you, Jesus, that when we do God's work, God blesses us. God is not some tightwad businessman. When we do his business, when we think of everything as doing it for the Lord, then he rewards you. He pays you. He pays well. You get on God's payment system and reward system. Yeah, you know, it may come through our business. It may come through other ways. It may come through unexpected ways. But it comes. And I thank the Lord for that, that you will bring her mind to think at even a higher level than it already is, in Jesus' name, about the business of God and how he rewards and blesses. That's just what business is. Business is you go to work and you get paid. That's, we got to work for God, he pays you. It's not all about money. It's all about, you know, it ends up being that too, of course. But it's all about, you know, God blessing you in every way, giving you wisdom, giving you favor, giving you knowledge, giving you the enjoyment, giving you joy in what you do. Thank you, Lord, for Andrika and Chris, God, as they covenanted together in Jesus' name for a whole new level of blessing so you can increase and multiply them at a whole nother level. 100. You know, 1,000, 2 puts 10,000. Thank you for that exponential increase in the name of Jesus. Now, and understand the warfare of that. Amen. And understand that they're in for the big blessing, the 10,000 blessing. Amen. In Jesus' name. Give them wisdom so they can win the battle that Christ has already won. Come to agreement with it. Jesus' name. Never coming out of covenant. Never. Amen. In Jesus' name. In covenant with God. Amen. Yeah. So thank you, Lord, for that covenant is increasing. That covenant is multiplied in its level of blessing. So now when you give a dollar, you say, as you know, the money thing, give a dollar. You used to receive $2. It's like now you give a dollar, you receive, you know, $50. I think, you know, the measure is higher. Amen. In Jesus' name, I loose that on them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Teach them about the covenants of God in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the business, being in God's business, thinking of everything is seek first the kingdom of God, seek first his businesses, and everything's his business, and he will add other things, all these other things to you. But everything we do it for the God's business, God's business. I'm doing God's business. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. A whole other level of God gives understanding wisdom. That wisdom increases and multiplies us. So let it be done in Jesus' name. All right. 864-313. Can we talk to you from, please?
Yeah, Walter, South Carolina.
Hey, Walter. Good to have you, Walter. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Walter. God, I thank you for his business. God, I thank you for the business of God, that he's a businessman for God. Lord, he wants to do your business. He wants to do your thinking. He wants to do your wisdom. God, in Jesus' name, I ask you to bless his business, God, that his obedience to you, God, his prayers to you are out of the desires of the Word of God. They're coming from the Word of God in him. praying his prayers in accordance with the desire and the structure of the Word of God. And God's going to hear that every time. So he can bear much fruit in Jesus' name. Let it come forth in the name of Jesus. To come in agreement with the Word of God and let the Word of God work, the works of God. When it comes alive, it comes alive to do what? The work of God, to bring forth much fruit, to increase and multiply. Everything about with God is increase and multiply, increase and multiply. Increase and multiply love, increase and multiply the grace, the mercy, the tenderness, the compassion, the miracles, the signs, the wonders, the bread, the food, the wisdom, I said it earlier, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, the knowledge of God increase in you, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Everything's a seed, bro, I know you know that already, but everything is a seed. Seed time and harvest. Thank you, Lord, that he will see the harvests that he's had that have been good, the harvests that have been so good, and go, what can I do to change my harvest? Plant the right seeds. Pray the right prayers. We pray according to his will. He hears us, the Bible says, and we bear much fruit. God, I break off poverty-stricken thinking in his mind. If he has any of that in any fashion or any form at all, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, poverty, in Jesus' name. And I release blessing on him, God, that he will never compromise on the quality of life that you want him to have. Jesus, not depending on men to do it for him, but depending on God Almighty to do it for him. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Break that poverty, spirit of poverty, any fashion, any form, in his thinking, in his ability to move forward, to let go of old things, to reach for the new. God, that he can do it in Christ Jesus. It is done. Amen, God. Give him wisdom, God, the wisdom from above. Not the wisdom of man, the wisdom from above. God, that he has it, that he's used it, that he's walking it, he's working it. He's blessed and favored by you, Jesus. Oil be upon his life, oil of God. Speak to him. Immeasurable. Can't even measure it because it's like, how can I keep up with all this? Blessing in Jesus' name. Bless, 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 God. Walk in Jesus' name. Come alive, live, and not die and declare the glory of God. All right, 863-808, you want to talk to your phone, please?
Can I say anything? A little bit. This is Cheryl from Florida.
All right, Cheryl, good to have you tonight. All right, thank you. All right, thank you, Lord, for Cheryl tonight. Father, thank you for the wisdom, God, that the wisdom that we get from above, and that we every time we find ourselves thinking on the wisdom from beneath, like our own wisdom or us trying to figure it out, you know, so I'm always doing that. I'm always saying, God, you know, when I try to figure out things on my own, I always end up with the same old negative results, right? That's what happens with everybody. You know, it gets burned up, it becomes worthless. But when I start thinking the thoughts of God, the wisdom of God, which I'm getting more and more into, and letting God change my thinking, then I end up, you know, with being blessed, you know, increased and multiplied. And sometimes he increases and multiplies in ways I didn't even know. I'm not even looking for it, and there it comes. But when you seek first the business of God, the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all those other things get added to you. It's like here on PGN, when Angela from South Carolina gave me that idea of telling everybody about the egg on, put egg in your hair. I mean, raw egg. Stir it up. I mean, you know, I'm thinking, cool. I took that as from the Lord, you know. And I did it. I did it the night before last, did it today. And I mean, it's no kidding. I mean, it's amazing. Amazing. At least it has been for me. My hair is very fine and thin. But anyway, what I'm saying is that the words of the Lord bless. I heard that, and I put it into action. Yeah, I heard the business of God being done for me. Well, that business, God knows that I've fought hard to resist the DNA that I have been given about hair loss, about the growth of my scalp. Yeah, I resisted that. I said, God, you know, it's not your will for that to happen to me. I don't care if Elijah was bald. you know, it's not vanity. It's the fact that you gave it to me. What do I want to let anybody, what am I going to let anything take it away from me for? Jesus wasn't bald. So I heard that. You know what? I put it into action right away. Before I went to bed that night, I went in there and put that on my head for 20 minutes, let it sit there. I couldn't really feel it much, you know, that night. Then today when I did it, I go, no, there's no way. I mean, that I know that sticker. There's, you know, I know my hair. And I'm going like, I'm looking at it going, whoa. Yeah. Keep obeying God. I mean, for me, everybody heard that. I put it into action, and it worked for me. It's something that I care about, something that I'm into. Came from somebody else. Through the Lord, by God. So, Lord, give her the grace to be able to hear your voice when you're speaking through other people, whether it be a child or whatever, whatever way you're speaking. She'll hear it, God, and consider it as and put it into action in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And become untouchable. Well, the enemy can't, not that he can't push us around, but he can't harm us. Okay. Had a prayer request. Oh, no, I didn't. Well, go ahead and say it, and I can share it. No, I didn't know. You were talking like you were waking up or something. Yeah, you want to say something? Go ahead, and I'll tell what you're saying. Yeah. Connie, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't hear that. I apologize. Sometimes I don't know if you didn't have your phone up to your mouth or what, but it sounded like you were waking up, and I couldn't hear. I barely heard that it was you. I knew it was your number, but I couldn't hear what you were saying. So I just heard your name, and I didn't hear Connie. Thank you for that. Yes, thank you, Lord, for Connie tonight, Jesus. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for blessing Connie. Lord, we thank you for that Connie's business, God, her business with you, God, whatever things she's got going on, Jesus, that you show her how to break into the new. It's like Connie needs to be breaking into the new. God wants to break Connie into the new, break out of the old covenants, old things. You know, sometimes things, covenants are just breaking covenants. Sometimes they're temporary, but to get her free and get her loose and get her into, you know, to thinking differently, to thinking from the oppression realm to being from being oppressed by whatever to being blessed. And giving her brain a rest. God wants to give her brain a rest. There you go. Sometimes our brain needs to rest because we got so much going on. We got so much attacks going on. We can't rest our brain, and the enemy does that. That's why we have a Sabbath. That's when we rest our brains and our bodies on the Sabbath. So we have to rest our brain. Lord, I thank you for Connie, showing Connie how to rest her brain, finding ways to rest her brain, to get distracted by something that can distract her from what's really messing with her. We all have something messing with us, most of them. Some really bad stuff messing with us, some little bit of stuff, but there's always something we're missing. And it tries to wear us out, wears out our brain. And I thank you, Lord, for her brain, God, that she will, number one, feed her brain so she can drink water and all those things to get her system flowing so she can think clearly, clearer. And Jesus, bless her, touch her, heal her, heal her mind. Her brain, touch her brain. In Jesus' name, make her brain strong. In Jesus' name, so she can think clearly. When God speaks, she will know what he's saying. And my sheep know my voice. And, yeah, so in Jesus' name, let it be done. All right, and thank you, Lord, for Cheryl tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for finishing those things that have begun. We thank you, Lord, for the finishing power of Jesus. For finishing, you know, finishing those things, God, that started, you know, pleased the Father, we finished the work. And so I thank you, Jesus, for that for the finishing work of Jesus. It's not just like finishing a job or finishing a business, but it's just about finishing, you know, what Jesus said, it is finished on the cross. He said, so you're teaching her how to walk into the finished work of Christ, the things that are finished, the things that have been done for us, and the things that he didn't finish are things that we're not involved in. So if we can't, if he's not involved in something, how can we finish it? We can't finish it in him. We can't. It'll never be finished. It'll go on and on and on. But with him, things come to a finishing point. They come to a completion point. And I think he'll thank you, Lord, for that in Jesus' name. The finishing work of Calvary, the finishing work of God, it is finished. It is done in Jesus' name. Let it be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. There you go. Wow, there you go. Thy will be done. It is done. Let it be done. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, let it be done. Let it be done unto me. Yeah, Mary said that. Let it be done unto me. Thy will be done. Jesus said it's finished or it's done. I don't know, but since I have the word finished and done, that God is going to have you working. I can't get all of that completely, but something about the finished work and it is done. Amen. And it's not necessarily finishing a job or whatever, as much as it is, you know, the finished work that Jesus did and understanding that and getting that knowledge, getting knowledge of that. All right. Yeah. Okay. There we go. All right. Here we go. Finish the finished work. Because the enemy's always trying to distract us from finishing what we start. It's one of the biggest things he's fought with me on is like, you get something started and then finishing it. It seems like it's excruciatingly painful and hard to try to finish that thing. You know, it's amazing. When you get it done, you're like, man, that was a big battle. Why was it so big? Because finishing is a big battle. Really, really big battle. All right, 214-434. Who may I talk to you from, please?
This is Kimberly. We pray for Kimberly and Derek.
Kimberly and what now?
Derek,
oh yeah, okay. I thought that's what you said, but I'm trying to make sure I got it right. Kimberly and Derek, thank you so much, Kimberly and Derek. God, we thank you for blessing them, God, for blessing Kimberly, Father, that she will unite together with those who are in the same camp that you want her in, God, where she will think. So when God calls us to be a part of a business, like we used to work for a car factory or something, making cars, and then we go from working a car factory to working to being a car salesman. You know, we change, you know, what we're doing, but now we're still hanging around people with cars, but we're doing a different thing with cars. So it's like God changing, you know, that you hang around people that are involved and have that same vision that you have for the same thing. We're all heading for the same goal, and that is, you know, you go from being a, you work at it as a car salesman, then you sell cars, and you know, and so you remember all the information you learn and grow in is how to sell a car, how to be a seller, how to present that car the best way and present it in a positive way and present it in a way that, you know, and then make the loans and do all the things. So you fill yourself with the knowledge of that particular thing. You're not out there trying to learn how to run a grocery store. You learn everything you learn and think about as far as your business goes, you learn about that. So that God wants you to hang around people, learn the things that you're called to do. And do them and focus about them and try to learn about a little bit of everything sometimes, but learn how to focus on the job, the things that God's having you do, and focus on learning all you can about that. Don't try to learn everything about everything, right? God will focus you on something. You start learning about that and growing in that area, and then you become the best at what you're doing. Amen? And that's what God's, and that'll produce much fruit. Yeah, Kimberly, in Jesus' name. So thank you, Lord, for Derek. I think the same thing with Derek. I think for Derek being able to focus on the right things, focus on the things that are important for him, for the things that you've called him to do, that he's not distracted with all these other things that have nothing to do with where his life is going. Because that's the biggest thing is that we have, the enemy does for us to keep us going in circles, is to get distracted by all these different opinions about everything and everything. And we spend all our time, we focus on what God has called us to learn and grow in that, and we focus on that, growing that, learning that, well on that, spend time around people that have that same goal, or that same purpose, and learn together and grow together and become really powerful, like an expert in your field. Amen. In Jesus' name, help them and bless them, God. Kimberly and Derek, in Jesus' name, bless them, God. Bless them, bless them, bless them. Keep them, watch over them. God, may they grow together and learn together and have the same goals together. In Jesus' name. We don't have to have it, you know, opposite. You know, opposites attract, for sure. We don't all get to have everything in common, but the important things that are in common, we have that. And other side things that don't distract us from what we're doing are good. Yeah. We've got to focus on what we want to be the best at. Like when I was playing ball, you know, the problem with me in high school, I was a good baseball player, a good football player, better baseball player. But, you know, we did all of everything. So I couldn't focus on, if I'd have gone to school that they let me focus on one thing, I could have been really, really, really good at, you know, one thing. And instead, we, you know, little schools, you have to play everything. Football, baseball, basketball, tennis, I played everything. And sometimes I wish I could have just focused on baseball or something, you know, and could have, you know, anyway, just kind of a thought. All right, 214-646, you want to talk to your friend, please?
Hey, Randy, it's Terrence and Tanisha from Texas, and would you also pray for Miara?
Miara, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Terrence. Tanisha. Thank you, Jesus, for Miara. Thank you, Lord, for Miara. And, okay, there we go. Okay, there we go. Thank you for Miara. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that that Miara's hope, God, that she puts her hope in the right people and the right things and the right stuff, that the things that are eternal, the things and the people that think eternal thoughts, not just always thinking about just the temporary thing, the things that don't last, the things that mean much, the things are going to be burned up and pass away. She finds herself, you know, hanging around people who think about life as a blessing from God and obeying God and doing what God says and doing God's will, because those are things that are going to last forever. And when we're doing those, we're going to be happy. You're going to be satisfied. You're going to know that your eternity is you're heading toward the right thing with your eternity. And focusing your life around your eternity in everything you do in life. Amen? In Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, that you give her the right focus on the right things as far as her schooling goes and the things she's going to learn, that she'll be able to learn what she needs to learn and then focus on the things that that are important to her, God, that she'll be able to prosper and have a special knowledge and be able to, you know, find herself learning and growing faster than everybody else, because she's really learning how to focus on the things that she enjoys, that she that God has given her to enjoy, things that are pleasing, things that she loves, and focusing on them and making that centered around God and making that her life, and really God blessing Yara, in Jesus' name. Amen. And about getting your brain going the right direction. When our brain goes in the right direction, our thinking, then everything else that, especially if we're born again and know Jesus. Yeah, because our brain, when it comes in agreement with our spirit man, will come in agreement with God. And when you do that, you prosper, you bless, and you're happy. And you want me our happy Jesus. You want her happy, happy, happy. So deliver her from anything that Satan would put in her way to distract her and hurt her and wound her in Jesus' name. But bless her and keep her in your all your ways, Jesus. Amen. Watch over her. Keep her healthy and strong. Amen. All right. Terrence and Tanisha, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Terrence, God. We thank you, Lord, for new activity. Lord, we thank you for the time of stir the waters, stirring the waters, God, in Jesus' name. Sometimes we test water by, if we try to stir the water and it didn't stir, then we know, like, okay, that's not it. You know, we're testing. God even says, test me and try me and see if I want to bless you. Sometimes we have to test God and try God and see if he wants to bless us with certain things. You know, it's a test. Because we don't always know exactly, everything's not perfect. And so I thank you, Jesus, for teaching parents like that ability to be like a scientist, to learn to test things and see, you know, and get it better and better and better, and be better and better and better at it. Because when you test it and prove it, find what works and what doesn't work. Like the guy with the light bulb, you know, it took him a lot of time. And yet, look, everybody's using light bulbs. But the battle he went through, yeah, it was amazing. He kept experimenting, and he started out with something, a good idea, a God idea, a word, an idea from the Word, and he took it and he developed it. It was so high, so big that, you know, his mind couldn't even conceive of where it was going to go. He did it little by little and stayed with it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for that. And bless him, give him the word of light, the word of how to make a spiritual light bulbs that will burn in people's minds, spiritual information to enlighten people in Jesus' name. Amen. Putting puzzles together. Thank you, Lord, for Tanisha. Jesus, thank you, Lord, for Tanisha, for having to make things, how to shake and bake, how to make things up, God, that people can eat and can partake of, that feed them, that cause them to look in the right direction. We can't always get perfect guidance for people. So we don't really guide people with their everyday life, but we do guide them with principles, and we show them how to think, you know, biblically, and how to do those things, and then leave it at the, then that's why the Bible says, train a child up the way it needs to go, and later he won't depart. He may depart for a little while because he's trying to figure out, does this stuff work or not? So he finds out what mama said works, then, you know, so we train up a child, we train up people with principles and things, ways to think, and then let them build their life around the ways to think. Raise a child up in a way he should go. You know, train a child in the way he should go. And when he's older, he won't depart, because that's so that training gets in there. So thank you, Lord, for using her to prepare the way, preparing the way for the Lord, preparing the way that people can eventually be blessed, because what you use her to prepare people with, in Jesus' name, and to give them the thoughts to think that they can build their life around the thoughts of the instructions of the Lord. Amen. Because everybody's going to take an instruction, they're going to build different things on it. Some people are going to build houses, some people are going to build businesses, some people are going to build families, some people are going to build, you know, whatever. So but they build upon the solid rock of Christ Jesus. Amen. That way their lives don't fall apart. We all know what it's like when we believe things that are not holy and that are not good. They fall apart, they crack, and they break, and they fall apart. We all have that. And God will say, teach us, the more we give the incorruptible seed of the Word of God to people, the incorruptible seed, and they build it up around that, we're going to be blessed because of it. Yeah, in Jesus' name, it we're going to be blessed. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. To the Lord called to do that. Jesus told Peter, feed my sheep. Right? And when you're called to feed the sheep, you're called to not tell them everything what to do about all their life, but you give them the principles they can build their life around. Amen. Okay, enough on that. That's awesome. Okay, pretty cool. All right, that was my last call for the moment. If anybody else wants to get prayer, please get your hand up there. That's my last call for hand up. So, all right, don't forget, we have our website up. You can go to endtime, E-N-D-T-I-M-E, .site. And, okay, so you can go there and look at that site. We just kind of got it up. It's good enough for you to start looking at it. And give me some ideas on things. If you have any ideas, give me some ideas. And we will do it. But it is up. All right, I'm going to send that link out to everybody so all you just click on it, but PGN dash, the little dash thing, end time, E-N-D-T-I-M-E, .site. Yep, finally, I got up enough to show it. So, and every host has a page, so you can go on that first homepage and go down about three-quarters way down, whatever, to see their host pages and click on them and see what they've started putting on there. Some are just getting started. They can put anything on there they want. I'm working hard on that. I paid somebody a little bit to do it, and they were so slow, so pokey, so hard to work with, at least in my opinion, that I just dumped them. Man, and I got more done in 3 weeks and a month than they got in, you know, 6 months or five or whatever it was. It was horrible. Man, some of the people I get business, I said, God, you know, why do I keep trusting people to do things? On some things, yeah. It's like I always learned the hard way on some things. But I got it, bless God, and I'm glad I did it this time, because now I'm in full control of it. Yeah. I'm going to wait for somebody to call, so I'm going to mute myself, and when you get up there, get your hand up, I will take the next caller, so let me know. All right, let's take another caller tonight. Thank you. All right, 608-960. Who am I talking to you from, please?
Hey, Randy, Shannon, Wisconsin.
All right, Shannon, thank you. All right, thank you, Lord, for Shannon tonight. All right, thank you, Lord, for just updating Shannon guy, updating all of his accounts, updating everything he's got going on, updating, refreshing, renewing in his mind, in his heart, in his life, in the physical world, in his it's an upgrading. I think I gave you the word something like this not long ago, like an upgrade or an increase or something, some kind of an upgrade. And I'm getting the same thing again tonight, so I know it's just, so amazing about that, isn't it? Since I'm giving you that word about upgrade, it shows up on my phone. All of a sudden, boom, pops up. How about Google's updating my accounts. I'm like, what? It's like it was like, yeah. So thank you, Jesus, for that. And creating and updating what you do, updating the way you think, updating, just updating things. We update things. Sometimes I go through my systems and through my stuff, and I clean out stuff, and get rid of stuff I thought I might use, and I never really use it, so I just I haven't used it in a year, so I'm going to throw it away, or I'm going to delete it from my stuff. You know, check my accounts out, making sure I'm not paying for stuff that I don't really need, and, you know, that kind of thing. And just updating and refreshing and getting ready. It's almost like saying getting ready for a new start, for getting ready for something, like preparing for it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hang on a second. Updating. That's what I'm getting, updating. You know, go through your mind and get rid of stuff in your mind that's just sitting there. You know, it's just, you know, yeah. Get rid of things, you know, clean up stuff. You know, like spring cleaning almost, in a sense, that you go through and things you don't have to clean on a regular basis. You go through and you clean them up and refresh everything. Get a fresh new feeling because you want some of that old feeling, that old smell, that old, you know, this house has a smell to it, we get used to it, and then we clean it up and get a refreshing smell and go like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize it was smelling that rough. Now it smells really good. So, yeah, and you start realizing, you know, how much of a refresh that you needed. It happens in spring cleaning. My mom used to do spring cleaning every year. She'd go through, dust out all the curtains, and, you know, clean up everything, vacuum up, except she never vacuumed up, clean the dust, cobwebs out of places she didn't normally clean them out of, like up in the attic and whatever, you know. So thank you, Jesus, checking things, making sure that things are working, and all right, so thank you, Lord, for that, and just get ready. It's like we said, you know, you hear that story about the guy, the two farmers who, somebody said it's fixing to rain, and one farmer said, okay, he didn't do anything, prepare for it. The other one dug a big bunch of ditches and dug kind of a big splash out, so when the water came, you know, that he would be able to keep the water for a while. And the other guy just, you know, he didn't prepare, and so when the blessing came, he just didn't really absorb it or get the benefit of it. So God's wanting you to prepare to get the benefits. You know, clean up, refresh. Know what you got. Know what you don't have. Know where you're at with people, with friends, with things that you need to, you know, maybe refresh or get rid of or something, you know. That things are not producing any fruit. Yeah, like do God just start, you know, pruning things. And, yeah, getting ready for a new springing forth. Amen, in your mind and your heart. All right, Shannon. Thank you, Shannon. All right, Shannon, there we go. Getting everything prepared for taxes. Oh, you are. Oh, okay. Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's going on, huh? Cool. I forgot about that. Oh, wow. Wow, wow, that's really good. Yes, a little confirmation there. I mean, I did not know that, you know. I knew you were dealing with stuff. I didn't know you were dealing with that right now. Cool, man. All right. Terrence and Tanisha say pray for, would you pray for in favor with, yes. Yeah. I had the IRS send me a thing a few days ago about the ministry and said, you didn't send us your December 3rd, 2021, 990 easy. And we always do, you know, I mean, it's and so I just happened to, I got that in the mailbox, right? And just a few days ago, let's see if today's, is it last Thursday, something like that, maybe Wednesday, I don't remember. And so I think I've got that receipt. I keep those receipts, believe it or not, I keep those receipts to the IRS in my glove box, believe it or not. So I went to my, I said, I think I've got that in my glove box, or maybe I do, maybe I don't, I don't know. I looked in my glove box, sure, there was the receipt where I sent that thing to the IRS. And had it right there, man. So I just saw what they were saying, knew it wasn't true. And right then, I went back in the mail and mailed it out, had them send it off to me, signed and sealed and delivered and, you know, proving that I sent it again, saying, you know. So, yeah, so I deal with that stuff too. All right, let's just pray for Shailan. Terrence and Tanisha, I want to pray for Shailan. That's a cool name, Shailan. Thank you, Lord, for Shailan tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for the spirit of wisdom upon Shailan, God, that Shailan will be a person that, like much like Solomon, who will flow in wisdom. And even though maybe Shailan's birth was not what it was supposed to be, I'm not sure exactly you know, Solomon was, you know, the birth. His birth was a good birth. I mean, he God had forgiven him for David what he did, and they had another baby, and he called him Solomon. He became, God turned him around and turned him into a big blessing, even though he was from a relationship that was not good, and now God turned around and blessed it, and now here came Solomon. So thank you, Lord, for the wisdom of Solomon for that type of situation. I don't know what the deal is with her birth, but whoever that is, Shailan. But thank you, Lord, for the wisdom part in Jesus' name, God, that you choosing Shailan to be a blessing and to be like a chosen vessel to do certain things that haven't been done before. Amen. In Jesus' name, given showing the new way, that some the new ways of God, the new ways, the new things, the new ways, you know, like the new wine, the new wineskin, like new things, development of a new thing, new way of thinking, new way of doing things. Take all the things that we've gotten, increase that, and take that and then increase it to a whole nother level. You know, that's what Solomon did. He just had such wisdom that he confounded people with it. It was so amazing. So thank you, Lord, for Shailan, that the life that you have for Shailan will be surrounded with the right people making the right decisions that will put Shailan in the right place to do the right things, to be blessed, to use the gifts that Shailan has from God to be used to the fullest. In other words, it would be such a focus on, lasering focus on that, where it would be, like Solomon, it became God put his hand on Solomon, and he became blessed. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. And then increase and multiply, Shailan, Father, to bring about your perfect will. Sometimes God chooses people to just do a perfect thing or a more perfect thing, you know. Yeah, for some reason that's God's going to take things that are messed up that have been messed up and turn them into glory. In Jesus' name, in her case, in his case, whoever shot on that guy or girl. Hallelujah. Amen. And I speak peace to the parent, the parents, in Jesus' name. I speak peace in Jesus' name to the knowledge that they have to raise this child, that this child will be raised up. I'm not using the right words, raised up. Think on a whole different level. Amen. To bring change. It can be accepted. Wow, that sounds kind of different. I'm not sure what that means exactly, but cool. All right, anybody else with their hand up? Put your hand up. Only got, it's only 11. It's almost 12 o'clock. Once it turns 12 o'clock, if you're listening and you haven't called in, you better get your phone call in there because in 5 minutes you're not going to be able to call. So if you're already in, you're fine. If not, somebody didn't get on there pretty quick, I'm going to move on. Call it a night. Mm-hmm. Now, if people listening tonight that have hurts and pains that are not going to be passed down to your children, God's going to use you to stop it, to stop the DNA disasters, to stop the DNA things, stop the things that get passed in the bloodline. Whether it be spiritual, emotional, physical, whatever they are, God's going to use you to stop that. You're going to be used to stop, to break the curse, basically. And the scripture says that in Malachi, the last chapter of the Old Testament, that to stop the earth from being cursed, God turned the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the children to the fathers. I hear in that scripture about that. God turning the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the children to the hearts of the fathers. Amen. To respect and honor. Yeah. Something about that. I don't know who that is or what that is, but. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Receive that. Somebody said I received that. Yeah. All right. Cool. Very, very cool. Yeah, listen to those words, man. Sometimes information all right, looks like it's almost midnight. It's almost midnight. At midnight I'm gonna close it down. Nobody else calls in. Got 3 minutes before the phone line shut down. Nobody else can call in. Only have one caller in that doesn't have their hand up. I think I've already talked to him anyway. But 90 seconds to get that hand up. And shut down at 12 o'clock. Gato liberato. Gato liberato. All right, 60 seconds. If you can get your phone call in there, it's going to shut the numbers. The phone sponsors will be shut down. And nobody else their hand up. I'm going to call tonight. right, it is midnight. I'm going to call it a night. Nobody can call in, and I won't call her, and I think we're going to do that doesn't have their hand up. All right. Good night, everybody. Thank you very much. Talk to you in a minute. Bye.